Oh, hi. Oh, fuck. Hi, welcome. Okay. Hi. You ever have a start? Did you ever have a start? It didn't feel like a start. Anyway, we are known to be doing it, and we're some of the best to ever do it, and we don't hide it here when we do it. That's a fact. That's a fact. Okay, sorry. I am killing time while I find a clip. I had it. There it is. I had to restart my browser. And then I have to go find my clip. Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay. Today's EP... Bonin' the Carberryman. Bonin' the Carberryman. Yay! Hi, Bonin'. He's been here a long time. You all know him. You all love him. We call him the AI Whisperer. Nobody really calls him that, but I do. You sound so slow when you're not on 1.7 speed. I'm glad you found your own solution. I'm glad you found your own solution. It sounds like you solved it. I like that. I like when you don't bug me about it. Figure it out. 1.7? Sounds like you've dialed it in. Sounds like you got it. Anyway, it's another day. No Tesla. Where is it? You know, I can't help but notice they've reached into my bank account and taken out a handful of cash for the car. And yet, it's the darndest thing. I went down and looked in the garage today, and there's still not a car there. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, how is this easier than a traditional car dealership? I get it. It was, look, the app works great. It's nice. It's smooth. It seems frictionless. But, you know, like every time I've ever gone to a dealership to buy a car and I found a car, I left that day with the car, you know. So it's crazy that Tesla tells you to go through the app and set up your financing or link your bank account and do your transfer and upload your proof of insurance and sign your documents to make delivery day go easy and smooth. When's delivery day? This car was in like Pleasant Valley, Utah. It's like 5 hours away. Where's the car? I ordered it Sunday. I could have got a plane ticket and gone up and just driven it, but I didn't want to drive it through the snowy mountains of Utah. And I don't want to get stopped by a Mormon or have to visit one of those soda shops. Have you seen these soda shops that these Mormons are into? We might have to, I might have to show you that, you know, it'll blow your mind. Because, like, you know, the rest of us who are not in Utah, which is like 99.7% of us, have no idea what they're doing over there. It's nuts. They have their whole own culture. Yeah, they're bombing the fart smells. Yeah, I hope they're... But here's the thing. Somebody said this before, that they... you know, they when you buy it, then they start refurbishing it. But it's like, wouldn't you? Why would you put a car up for sale that's not ready to sell? The soda shops are insane. I think most people don't know what's going on. They're putting like Diet Coke, and then they're putting like tons of like flavor syrups in, and whipped cream, and I think egg whites and shit. I don't really know. Hit the like button. Friday morning. I don't normally do that.
I haven't always been this way.
So hit the like button about it. Maybe I can find a little something about these soda shops. I mean, you don't even know. And I know people go like, Melton, we don't come to you for soda shop talk. We're not really into that. Utah soda shops. They're out of their mind. They're like what coffee does. Like in normal places, you know, they're not allowed to have hot drinks because of the Mormon religion. Oh, here's somebody who's made a video on it. St. George, Utah. Look at this. So if you've ever been to like Seattle, you know how they have little coffee huts. This is what they're doing. This place is called Swig. And everybody, you're going like soda. What the fuck? Look at this. They have all these syrups. So all the teens, all the Mormon teens work here like it's Chick-fil-A. Sodalicious, Swig. There's a million of these shops that don't exist anywhere else. Is nobody going to talk?
I prefer soda over coffee, personally. My religion doesn't believe in drinking coffee.
My religion doesn't believe in drinking coffee.
So,
I mean, kill yourself. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. You think there's a manual for being an organism on this planet? What's wrong with you? No, we were put on this earth to not drink coffee. Oh, makes sense.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Another win for the toe.
Oh, boy, it's coming, isn't it?
Oh, look, Melton is going to grift his viewers with three shows again today.
No. This little piggy's on Carl's channel. You can't get me. I don't make any money off that. And you're welcome for the long show coming tonight. Because, boy, oh, boy, do I have something to talk about.
I've chosen to drink soda over coffee.
I go soda all the way. That's my beverage of choice. I actually don't drink coffee.
I do not drink coffee or soda.
Don't you want to marry these guys?
So I don't drink coffee because I'm LDS. I don't drink soda.
I'm LDS. I'm Latter-day Saint. I don't drink coffee.
Because it's just like drinking like liquid lollipops. It's just like not good for you.
It's like drinking liquid lollipops. It's not good for you?
Because it's just like drinking like liquid lollipops. It's just like not good for you.
Yeah, soda's better.
I drink soda.
Soda.
Yeah, also soda drinker.
So I'm LDS, and as part of our religion, we don't drink hot drinks.
Yeah, like brah, we're LDS. We're LDS. Don't worry about it. It's an LDS thing. You wouldn't understand.
Coffee or tea, and so I follow that, and I choose not to drink coffee.
LDS, dog, stands for love that soda.
Choose soda instead. Gives me a good caffeine boost, and it's a good replacement for coffee, in my opinion.
Thanks, Jimmy Neutron. Get like a Diet Coke with a squirt of coconut and some mango rum, and then I put whipped cream and cherries in it, and glitter if I'm feeling lucky.
My name is Nicole Tanner. I am one of the co-founders of Swig. Swig originated, it was actually an idea of my husband's. So he came home one day.
What came first, the restaurant or the Karen haircut?
And he said, I've got it. I said, what? He says, what if we do a business that's just drive-through drinks? And I said, that is crazy enough to work.
What if we do a business that's just drive-through drinks? And then you come back a year later and they're always like, then we added sandwiches because we found our customers want, did you? Yeah, now we do donuts and muffins because we found that our customers want it. Did you?
So we basically created a business that was just everything that we would want. We would
appreciate. It's just drinks, except we also have chips and muffins, danishes, donuts, flatbreads, sandwiches to go.
Shaded as a consumer. So we just developed, you know, okay, what do we want to serve? We want a good fountain drinks with a good pebble ice and the good cup and the good straw.
The pebble ice. Nobody, it's the worst ice. Could you make an ice? Sonic does this, you know? Could you make an ice that, like, what's the fastest way to make it melt?
My Mormon religion doesn't allow me to drink coffee. Huh? But if my doctor prescribes opiates for my dishwashing arm pain, num, 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 num into my belly.
Oh, no, it's stuck. Oh, no. It's stuck. Soda shops are always busy. I live in Utah. Yeah, they're not.
My Mormon religion doesn't allow me to drink coffee. But if my doctor prescribes opiates for my dishwashing arm pain, num, 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 num into my belly.
Right. Yes.
Last night I woke up sleepjacking to the thought today would be a trifecta of Melton shows with a morning show, This Little Piggy, and a member show. Mm-hmm. Now I can regular jack to completion to the excitement mm-hmm. that my sleepjacking fantasies have become a reality.
Mm-hmm. Look, they're sticking. Interesting. They disappear when I play a new one. But other than that, they're sticking. Super Tip sucks. Ever since I sold this company, it's gone downhill. Oh no. Now this is going again. I can't even. Why won't it disappear? Nobody knows. Moody doesn't know.
Been prepping for the apocalypse. Found a bag of soup and stole a machete from the neighbor to fight the soup looters.
Moody's asleep, so I can't even. Will this one go away if I. Yeah, okay. So I have to put a text one up and then I can clear them off. Super Tip sucks. It's going to shit.
Within about a year or two, we were like, I think this crazy idea actually might work. We went 15, 20 minutes between cars when we first opened, which is really hard to believe now when there's lines of cars. We have people lined up at 7:30 in the morning. They're getting their Diet Coke or their caffeine fix.
Breakfast soda. Who was on to something? Breakfast soda. Cars are lining up at 7:30.
Before they go to work. That's how we consume our caffeine. So I think that's why it took off in Utah. It turned into a destination. So it's more than just getting that caffeine. It is the best part of their day. It turned into a destination. They're going almost and they don't know why. For the college crowd, I think the appeal is because...
This isn't doing it justice. This isn't explaining it correctly. This is making it seem like a cool hip business. It's a sickness.
We're starting off with good old Dr. Pepper. I'm gonna go in with some fresh lime.
Okay, you're done. You're done. That's a soda. The lime's even insane.
And then the key ingredient, coffee creamer.
Oh, this is what they do. They put milk and creamer in with their sodas. That, I mean,
I swear, don't knock it until you try it. This one is the coconut one. And now you're starting to see why I'm saying
coconut and lime Dr. Pepper.
Mormon coffee. Get a little straw.
Ugh. Like, I'm not even kidding. And by the way, you know, those Coffee Mate creamers are like all chemicals. It's not, there's no cream in it. Yeah, exactly, Just Jewel. It's vegetable oil. It's nuts. It's nuts to be putting this even in your coffee. Do you not like coffee? God, good coffee is so fucking good. You're ruining it with oil? Internet person, I married an ex-Mormon who did stand up and had six kids. This is a troll. She was dating some comic in Utah before us and drunkenly heckled him after they broke up. Anyway, not surprisingly, it didn't work out. We got divorced. She was dating some comic in Utah before us and drunkenly heckled him after they broke up. It's not to do with soda.
Hello, welcome or welcome back to my channel. Whoa. I was today years old when I found out that Mormons are absolutely obsessed with soda.
Okay, and yeah, so this is some chick's channel, sorry.
Not just a can of Coke or Mountain Dew, they make all sorts of mixtures, and the soda itself is more of an afterthought. To be honest, I used to think the Amish and the Mormons were one group.
The Amish.
But with shows like The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, it has been able to serve as a guide in understanding some parts of Mormon culture. For example, did you know that Mormons believe that Adam and Eve were living in Missouri in the United States after they were kicked
yes, and they get a planet.
Utah?
Utah is like a land of the Mormon bar, which are all the soda shops that we have. There's one on every corner. We don't drink alcohol or do drugs, and so it's kind of our vice. My soda order is very specific. 44-ounce sparkling water with sugar-free coconut, sugar-free vanilla, sugar-free raspberry, sugar-free pineapple, and coconut cream. Chef's kiss.
I already had a preconceived and a vague idea.
So just soda water with 9 different syrups and creamer. And you get that in a drive-thru. That's a drink you can order.
Idea that Mormons couldn't drink alcohol or do drugs, but I
have to here. Sorry, you trouble. Moody had me up all night coding. I'll get this soup or Ted's fixed like a biscuit.
Did you reroute your starter? Why is she British? God damn it.
Tic-tac sport here. Sorry, you trouble. Moody had me up all night coding. I'll get this soup or Ted's fixed like a biscuit. Did you reroute your starter?
I don't know if Shane's listening. Can Shane restart it yet? Does he have access to that? Does anybody run this company? What a shit show. I pay for this. I'm ex-Mormon. Ask me anything. Says the Baloney Factory. Oh, boy. Paul, which herpes is funnier? One melting, two British. Shut up. We're not doing that.
That they couldn't drink coffee and tea. Like all religions, Mormons have their holy book that they follow, which is called...
The idea of putting creamer in there is wild.
Doctrine and Covenants. And in that book is a section called Word of Wisdom. And it's here that it clearly states that they're not allowed to drink hot drinks, which includes coffee and tea.
Drinking coffee in Mormonism is a huge no-no. It can prevent you from going to the highest degree of heaven with your
family. What if I'm fine on the bottom floor? It's like flying coach on an airplane. We're all going to get to Tulsa, right? Oh, I can't get to the highest plane. I'll never be a scout leader.
Family. If you drink coffee, you are deemed unworthy of going to the Mormon temple and therefore might not make it to that highest level of heaven.
And by the way, if you're sitting here watching this going like, these people are nuts, and you're a Christian...
swirl dates all the way back to the founding of Mormonism, when the founding prophet Joseph Smith in the 1830s received what he said was revelation from God called the Word of Wisdom. In the Word of Wisdom, it said that membership should not drink hot drinks. Interestingly enough, the Word of Wisdom doesn't even mention coffee, but prophets have interpreted that phrase hot drinks to mean coffee and also caffeinated tea.
Yeah, so God doesn't like hot beverages. Yeah, he burned his lap once and then had to sue McDonald's. And then he wrote it into the Bible.
The whole concept is interesting to me because the reason they aren't allowed to drink hot drinks like coffee is because of the caffeine, which they believe will make them addicted, which is against their religion.
And that's why there's a line around the soda shops, so they don't get addicted to the caffeine. Got it.
But they're still allowed to have sugary drinks and other heavily caffeinated beverages.
Pilk and cookies. Pepsi and milk. Pilk. You know that? Remember that old thing where they would like crack an egg inside Coke or Pepsi and you like leave it overnight and it fries the egg? Doesn't it curdle the milk? Pilk. I'm sorry. Pilk is it?
Beverages like energy drinks.
The church will say that you shouldn't drink coffee because of its addictive properties. But the only thing addictive about coffee is the caffeine, and Mormons can drink caffeine.
I'm glad you're not addicted to anything. Girl on TikTok in line for soda. You're TikToking from your car. I think we're past addiction. I think we're there. I think we're there. How about we get an orbital sander and take care of whatever that is on the side of your nose?
In fact, they drink a lot of caffeine, I can tell you from personal experience, mostly by way of soda and energy drinks. So if it's not about the caffeine, then they'll refer you back to the Word of Wisdom and say, well, this is just what God wants. He doesn't want us to drink hot drinks. But you also can't drink iced coffee or iced tea, and you can drink any other type of hot drink like hot chocolate. In my opinion,
this is dumb.
This is one of the many hills that the Mormon Church has chosen to die on, and even though it doesn't really make sense, they've said it for a long time, they don't want to back out of it now, so as a member, you have to fall in line and not drink coffee, and also not on
Saturday. Oh, mio Dio, quanto è stupido! These are just shitty Italian sodas! Idiots!
Yeah, they're just shitty Italian sodas. Maybe this is how Super Tips will work now. You have to... This stays on the screen until the next one knocks it off. And that's just how we roll. Deal?
Questions about it.
If all Mormons in Utah only drank a can of Coke or Dr. Pepper, there would be no reason for this video. But they have taken their self-proclaimed vice to a whole new level. It's soda mixed with coffee creamer, coconut flavor.
As if soda's not sweet enough. You know, all those syrups usually have sweetener. All these creamers have sweetener. This thing is going to curdle your tongue.
And sometimes even candy.
So my first job was actually at one of these soda shops. These people are literally addicted to their sodies. Like, before we would open, there would always be, like, a Karen, like, looking in the window like this. Or, like, outside the drive-thru, just, like, waiting for us to open up, like... Like all the drinks, like seriously, like 2 pumps of coffee creamer, 4 pumps of syrup, and then the soda on top of it. And then the kids' drinks were like all creamer, whipped cream, Airhead Extremes on top, whipped cream and sprinkles, and then like a candy.
Whipped cream, sprinkles, candy, and Airhead Extremes for the kids. Oh no. No. What the fuck? Sodies.
Join us on a soda shop crawl to 4 of the famous Utah soda shops.
Quench it.
First up, quench it. We got the creamsicle, which is Sprite, orange, and cream. This one was super.
Sprite, orange, and cream. We call it the creamsicle.
Super refreshing but subtle. Next was the Twisted Sister. This is Dr. Pepper with cheesecake, cherry, and cream, but we swapped the cherry for strawberry. It literally tasted like dessert. Then we had the cinnamon sugar pretzel bites and cream cheese icing. The icing was yummy, but the pretzels didn't taste fresh. Last to quench it was the lemon sugar cookie. This was delicious, super soft and buttery, and ultra lemony. Then we headed to Squig, which is the one I've heard most about. We started with a guava habit, which is Mountain Dew, guava, strawberry, and coconut cream.
And then we drove off a bridge because we were bored.
was really light and yummy. Next was the naughty and nice. This was Dr. Pepper with English toffee and half and half. Usually I love English toffee, but this just wasn't hitting the way I thought it would. The pretzel bites came with this white cheddar cheese sauce, and these blew the other pretzels out of the water. Last was the coconut sugar cookie, and it may be the best we've ever had. The texture was texturing, and the frosting was perfection. Round three, so delicious. We did a create our own drink this time. Coke for the soda base with fresh lime flavor, cheesecake, mango puree, and coconut cream for a tropical key lime cheesecake.
Is anyone else's stomach upset? Holy shit. Oh, God.
And doctors call me stupid. Kangaroo g'day.
Five. Amazing. We needed something salty after all the sweet.
Kick so rocks, dog. This is my corner, bitch. Recognize.
Balloon, and that is a water-based blue curacao coconut.
Hold on. We got to play that one again. I didn't pause it. Shit.
Kick rocks, dog. This is my corner, bitch. Recognize.
Oh, yeah. Now you guys get a fight over the who gets to be on the... Yeah.
And fresh lemon. We should have swapped the water out for Sprite because it just wasn't a fair comparison. The real reason we...
My God, me dumb! It would be great if I never hear the word soda again! Humble brag! Use coconut liqueur like a man!
I'm sorry. This is very, very rude.
My God, me dumb! It would be great if I never hear the word soda again! Humble brag! Use coconut liqueur like a man!
Ugh.
Liquor donut with glaze, and our friend Aleha told us we couldn't leave Salt Lake City without trying one.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
When I see a lot of these drinks, it actually reminds me of Water Talk, which was a huge thing on TikTok where there was a
Yes, have you seen the Water Talk stuff? These people convince themselves they're drinking water, but they put the same like coffee syrups and cream and shit in it. And it's like, yeah, that's not water anymore.
Population of people who couldn't just drink normal water, so they had to mix it.
Nah, look, man, this really isn't my stuff. I'm not a big sweets person. So I know everybody going like, Melton would eat this whole place in a minute. I wouldn't. This has never been my shit. This is fucking insane. Again, like when I go to any coffee place, you'll never catch me getting whipped cream and praline. Remember, what's his fucking face? Mario movie star. Who was it? You got to get the praline, whip sprinkles, toffee crunch, nut butter. I don't. I like coffee.
With all sorts of crazy flavors.
Let's make my water of the day. Oh, what flavor am I going to choose today?
Imagine having that.
I am going to go for a Sonic Ocean Water. And then I'm also going to be using one of these Blueberry Hi-C packets. These have honestly become...
Look at this guy.
...become one of my favorite packets to use because it tastes like blueberry Jello. It just tastes so good. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and start with the blueberry. Let's give that a little mixeroony. I am going to add in my ice. You know, I need a lot. And in addition to ice, I'm going to add in some dazzle dust, which is just edible glitter. I haven't...
This guy needs his water to have glitter. Edible glitter, aka dazzle dust.
With my water of the days in a long time, and I think the colors are going to be perfect for it for this one. Look at that, shining, shimmering, splendid.
So I wanted to provide some additional information.
These are the thing, like these are adults now. The people loved, by the way, the roommate Tesla thing the other day. People don't trust me, but we got so many positive comments. I got emails on that. People in the Discord loved it. It's wild, and he's got more. That guy's got more. But like, it is a window into like what adults are like today. This is adults. He's got dazzle dust water.
Because the Utah soda shops are a relatively new concept. And according to the State of Utah itself on the Visit Utah page, the demand for these dirty sodas, which is what they're...
Dirty sodas. I gotta get that dirty soda.
Popularly called, only started in the 2010s. And realizing how new it is got me thinking about similar drinks that came before it, like root beer floats. which have been around since the late 1800s and are made with root beer, ice cream, and whipped cream. Then there's Italian sodas, which despite the name, actually originated in the US. It was created by two Italian immigrants in San Francisco around 1925, almost 100 years ago. These earlier beverages like
Now, Professor Bubblegum, I reckon you got more sugar in your brain than a beehive in July. Y'all cooking up some kind of candy-coated genius or just blowing hot air and hoping it don't pop?
Jesus Christ. Are you just blowing hot air and hoping it don't pop? I've never heard that before, but I'm using it when I get into arguments at red lights.
Beer floats and Italian sodas share similarities with today's dirty sodas in terms of adding cream and other flavorings. So they all have a similar concept of embellishing the plain soda. But of course, the Utah soda culture of today is its own unique thing, but it definitely is an evolution of the drinks that came before it. Because of the large population of Mormons in Utah, with Salt Lake City being the headquarters of the LDS Church, there are a long list of soda shops to keep up with the demand of Mormons who need an alternative to alcohol and coffee. This includes Swig, Sodalicious, and other mom-and-pop shops who sell nothing but sugary drinks and other baked goods.
Utah is obsessed with soda.
Yeah, because when you get your soda, you do want a cookie or a banana bread or a bundt cake.
There are more than 100 soda shops like this, this, and this. The reason is because coffee is not that popular, so instead of coffee, they turn to soda as a substitute.
Remember when I mentioned that the whole reason they weren't drinking coffee was to avoid getting addicted? Well, the soda
And why doesn't this exist anywhere else? You know, like, why? Only because everyone else would rather have coffee. Like, but they're nuts. The lines are around the block.
Shops are doing the exact opposite. They might not be addicted to alcohol and drugs, but they are addicted to sugar and soda. Now you've got endless drive-through lines and 10...
Oh, wait, this is in Houston. So they're expanding to everywhere the obese are. They're coming for you. They're coming for you.
Shops within a 5-mile radius just to keep up with the high demand of customers. And even that is not enough because some shops are open 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
I need my milky sodies. I need my milky sodies. In the middle of the night, I'm going for my milky sodies. TM.
Start with a cherry Celsius. 2 pumps Bloody Mary mix, Mac salad, Gramalata, breakfast pizza rim.
Ugh. Breakfast pizza rim?
Sir, my monkey do tastes like pee-pee. Oops, I was drinking my diaper.
Ugh. Gross.
Papa Patty said if I stop stealing Brad's chew toys, we can have a make our own sody night. Dad makes me a Dr. Reamer. It's Dr. Pepper, coffee creamer, and laxatives for my blockage.
Don't tell people about your blockage. By the
way. Oh, no, I had a hot drink in the cold house of the Lord.
Okay, Gino's backstage. So, you know, Gino might try to porn bomb me because he's friends with BYB, who porn bomb Stuttering John. So he knows the formula.
Well,
what to do.
Everything that's going on right now, the transfer of power, Martin Luther King Day.
Gino, you're going to porn bomb me?
Oh, no.
Why, Kevin? Yo, boys. Kevin, stop doing that. Please stop acting like I've ever porn bomb anyone. Stop me or you know how to porn bomb anyone. Now, be nice and say, Gene, thanks for coming.
I don't know who this is. Dog's Wallet Senior. Is this a new clipper? Oh, boy.
Come on, try that.
Happy MLK Day.
Even better. Happy.
You know, I'm worried about you. I was worried. Today on my bike, I almost got.
Get a load of this, Gino.
Better. Happy.
You know, I'm worried about you.
Look at what he's doing with this head. He's going to ruin his life with this headband. He's just going to keep it going until he's got a little makeup brush of hair coming out the very top. what's he going for? A carrot tuft? Just like, what are you? This is worse than the bald guys that wear hats. Ugh. oh God, like it's so bad. And just everywhere he goes. Did he wear one at his wedding?
I was worried. Today on my bike, I almost got killed yesterday on my bike. Today I was like, I'm like, and what is Gino going to be?
He's always kicking back with a cup of coffee. Like he's a billionaire and his money's out working for him. He's got time to put his feet up. Like he's not a month away from homelessness.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I be okay? What did I miss?
Because Compound doesn't exist and you're banned from YouTube allegedly.
Yeah, but why wouldn't I be okay? Like all
because New York is an expensive city. Just buying food is expensive.
Oh, it is. It is. But
next up, Joe Biden.
Well, let's say that you got twice of Kevin Brennan, Kevin Ehrenberg's salary, which I didn't. Like, why?
Wait, Gino, that's insane. They didn't give you any.
You're, like Gino, you never know what Gino's trying to say. Like, yeah, you know, he just like he can't finish a thought or convey a. Whatever's going on in that sad brain.
Money to pay guests for? Because you did need help. Not help, but it's better to have Jim Stansler or somebody to bounce off of.
I paid it all out of my own pocket. I always did. I was nothing but grateful. I never got Ehrenberg's money. What don't you get?
No, but why wouldn't you go to eat? Why wouldn't you go to...
I never doxed Ray DeVito. And by the way, you two dipshits.
No, yeah, I'm telling you. Putting your feet up like that when you're that broke is insane. You should be ashamed, and you should never be caught without shoes on. What are you even doing home in the middle of the day? Are they not hiring down at the docks? I mean, Jesus Christ, if you're going to wear that headband, you should be rollerblading around Chelsea. What's the plan? And then the show that they're on is up on the TV behind him. Some real Inception shit.
It's good to see you both. I mean it. Fred Rubino said you crushed the other night, Chad.
Oh, no. What's this one?
Nick took me to the new Sodi bar at Nelson Brothers. So good. Since we can't have the good stuff, we load up on artificial sweeteners and carbonated water. I love the shrimp syrup in Mr. Pibb.
Mm-hmm. That bourbon-flavored Dr. Pepper with 2 squirts of man milk. Mm-hmm. Really hits the spot. Sodi forever. Oh, hi, Kayla.
Me and Spider's gonna go to the Nelson Brothers, too. Ugh. I like the big sauce syrup and plain tonic water with a splash of pee-pee. Yum!
Yeah.
A splash of pee-pee.
Two idiots. Like, everything you're saying, you're monitoring.
Oh, look, that one disappeared. Maybe it's fixed now. Did Moody restart it?
Ray DeVito saying shit I said about him 4 years ago. He's a creep. He lies. He blows the light. He's a piece of shit. So say thank you, Gino. For telling you this, and now, Kevin, with you.
Gino, again, we talked about this the other day, but, like, Gino's, all Gino cares about is being right. I told you I was right. Gino was right. And I said this on Twitter, but, like, imagine being this broke and this devoid of opportunities and this rudderless in life at age 55. Spinning in a chair with your feet up, yelling you were right. And look where it got you. Look at everything you have. What are you going to do with all those right points? Where do you cash those in? Are they like tickets from a skee ball machine? The real John Doe member for 21 months. I'm coaching while listening, FYI. Great stuff. Keep coaching. Keep on coaching. Gabriel Archer, member for 22 months. Soda shops. Is this what passes for LDS? Decadence? Yeah. Get a hard-boiled egg inside of a Sprite? We call it the Gordon's Fisherman. Coach Junior, fishing member for 11 months. One movie theater-sized diet soda, please. Where are the peanuts? Maybe the peanuts are in the... Wait, where's the bacon? Sorry, I can't see these icons. I thought it was peanuts. Everything's too tiny. I've got to get new eyes. The Big Unit, member for 7 months. I thought the magic underwear was the weirdest thing about the Mormons. I was wrong. I mean, there's so many weird things. Where do you even start? Kim Nicholson, member for 10 months. You hanging and banging with Mersh this weekend. You got to tell him to get in touch. I would love to. I'd love to make it work. I'd give him $25 in free slot play. You know? Honk the Clown, member for 15 months. Updated death pool odds Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern at Honk the Clown. We have a new leader atop the board, and your odds have gone up, Melton. I don't know what that. I don't know what any of that means, but I assume it's great stuff for me. Bob Sacramento, thank you for the 10 gifted memberships, bringing our total to 10. You're 100% of everything we've done here today. Captain Hook, member for 18 months. Hey, baby, what's cracking? Who you macking? None of your business. Keep that stuff to yourself. That's worse than the Hulk Hogan with the bandana. Yeah. I just don't know what's the exit plan, you know? He acts like he has saplings planted under there, and they're going to come into full bloom soon. He'll take the bandana off, and we won't be none the wiser. He'll have a full head of hair. Nothing to see here. But, like, it ain't going to get better. And, again, like, just looking like you look is the best way to go. It really is. You shouldn't be. We all know. It looks so much worse. We assume you're bald until back to the middle of your head now because you wear that.
I used to be the most popular. I'm scared, Dave. My mind is going. I can feel it. Dazzy.
Yes, that's what I have to say about it. Dazzy. Oh, look, they're stuck again.
Kevin, when you were screaming at him the other day and had to keep taking yourself off so you didn't have a heart attack, thank God. He's insane.
Hey, Chad, maybe you do Ray DeVito with Gino from now on.
I don't want to be a part of that.
I'd watch that.
Ray DeVito is so unfunny. He has a C-word joke that he did on two different albums, and he took a joke, ruined it to change it. It's insane. He said the C-word is Christmas. Have you ever seen that? Kevin, take fucking heart pills before you watch it, because it might end you.
Gino, I've only been here for a couple years, and we all remember this being like the topic of conversation on your show, Kevin's show, the C-word joke. How fried is this? I smoke weed all day long, right? I'm out of it. This guy can't remember shit. I mean, this has been recycled 3 times since I've been in the Dabbleverse. All these guys are perfect for each other because they have memories of goldfish. And again, who's Chad on the phone with?
It's insane what an insult he is to fucking the comedy industry.
Isn't it funny how Chad's a beta to everybody? Like, naturally. He instantly steps into the lowest position of whatever the dynamic is. If there's 4 people on the screen, it doesn't matter. I'm not talking about like where they're at in the grid. Chad will shut up and let everyone else talk. He's the biggest beta out of all of them. Even somebody like Gino and Ray takes precedent over Chad when he's around. Watch it happen. That's why he struggled so much. People want us to go back and watch the Chad show where he tried to host Bob and him because he couldn't really... be the number one. He doesn't know how. It's very funny. Like that's why him doing his own show is so fucking hilarious. It's like basically him just going.
Hi, Gabber.
Oh, boy.
I like pictures of children.
Jesus. You know, looking at pictures of babies can release oxytocin and all that kind of stuff. You know, people like looking at their pictures of their kids and stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. Captain Hook says yellow. Yeah, I don't even, is that a thing? BYB, did your coffee come without bacon? Big sauce, huh? Which coffee? I don't know what's going on anymore. Are people trolling me in ways I can't even imagine?
True. It's insane.
Okay, let's get off Ray. Ray's not doing well. He's sick. He lives in someone's basement.
He should be sick. Ray's a piece of shit that was never funny and thought, like, you know what I'll do? You know what I'll do? I'll go on stage and I'll make people laugh. He's an unfunny piece of shit that doesn't realize people are monetizing his failure.
People, you know what's crazy? People don't recognize the difference between when I call Ray a piece of shit and when, like Gino's upset. Look at him. He's like yelling, rocking back and forth in his chair. If you're not having fun doing this, I don't know. I think people can tell too, like whether or not you're having fun. So like Chad's always yelling at people. Gino's yelling at people. They're always angry. Even Kevin, to a degree, is having fun. You know? Like, these people don't seem like they're having fun. As much as Aaron screams about he's the only one having fun, it never seems that way.
Okay, but why didn't you go to E-Rock and go, if I'm going to have guests on here to fill in for Aaron Berg and have people to bounce off of in person... I mean, it would make sense to me.
He doesn't do anything.
It would make sense to me that they would give you some kind of budget to bring in guests.
They wouldn't, and there was no point asking for one because Anthony was already...
Yeah, Gino's always upset. Because imagine having your world rocked like his world's been rocked. Kumia Network gave him no numbers. He thought he had an audience. He gets set free. He gets no deal offered to him, which is bewildering to him. Like, why Gavin didn't make
We're out of cough syrup and diet pills again!
Jesus Christ. Like, it really, like, he didn't understand why he wasn't offered, like, a big contract. It's like, oh, because no one listens to you. Nobody. And I'm, like, it's not even, we're not even being nice now. Like, nobody, dude. Nobody. So, like... Of course he's mad. Of course he's yelling. Of course the Dabbleverse is shit. Remember when he was going to make everything $100? He was the same like this for years. Yeah, because I saw he used to be on stuff and have stuff. And he's like, again, everyone can make fun of me about it, but it's like I chose to not do stand up anymore. I actually canceled gigs last year. That I had on the calendar that were on the calendar from 2023. I got other stuff going on. I got other things going on. And like, I don't think I'm Ron White. So I don't think I'm going to like pop. And if Chad and Gino and all these guys want to keep working for that for the rest of their lives while they live in Gladwell Apes shitbox, like, you know. It's fine. But like Ray thinks he's going to get on TV and then it's going to take off. He doesn't even understand that even if he gets on TV, which is never going to happen because he's not good. Even if he got on TV, it doesn't change his life. Like it's not, your phone doesn't ring off the hook because you were on Carson anymore. Like you got to stop. You know, only Kevin Brennan thinks that stuff matters. Kevin's always like, you don't even have any TV credits. And you're like, TV? I don't even know what TV is. TV? What's that even mean anymore?
Incredibly generous. There was no need for
it. What did you get paid there?
Fucking $24,000 a week.
No, did Whoa. You get... Was I right? Did you get $400
But they'll eventually be comics with no TV credit. Like, who's that? Matt Rife, you know? He didn't have any TV credits before he started headlining arenas. Is he okay, Kevin? Is he okay?
Or 500 a show.
It doesn't matter what I got. Why should I tell you that? Weren't you good? Kevin, I'll tell you what I was going to pay you if you admit that fucking you were never going to beat me up and I closed myself in the fucking closet so you didn't break anything.
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny?
I'll come to kill
all these.
Oxytocin is a peptide hormone. And neuropeptide normally produced in the hypothalamus and released by the posterior pituitary. Present in animals since early stages of evolution.
Kill Kevin, and me and you will have an arm wrestling match.
They're all hung up on some shit from the past. Except for Chad, of course. He's looking forward to the future. At home, Chad is wearing the Kill Kevin badge a month in advance. I mean, is there anything sadder than these guys? Like, it's sad. Chad gets out of bed alone in a sad, sparsely furnished apartment. And wanders over to his desk and puts on this lanyard. And by the way, if you think that's a lie, I mean, how else could it go? Because if you're going to tell me he sleeps with it on, it's worse. Chad printed and cut out and made lanyards for him to wear around his house weeks before the event. Fuck. And then when he feels left out of the conversation, he has to show it. Is anyone talking about Kill Kevin? Why does Chad hold up the badge now?
Kevin, I'll tell you what I was going to pay you if you admit that fucking you were never going to beat me up and I closed myself in the...
Look at Chad just chewing his own face. Let's see when he gets the idea to show the badge.
Fucking closet so you didn't break anything.
Oh my God, you know it's so funny?
I'll come to Kill Kevin and me and you will have an arm wrestling match.
Oh, someone said, I'll come to Kill Kevin. And he went, I got a badge. I got a badge. Yeah, honestly, like Blade is kind of like pardoned from this event, no matter what goes on. If he can get the stream working and get out whatever's going to happen, whatever happens is going to be shit. Chad sucks. But if he can get the stream working and get it out, he'll be a hero because people will want to watch this shit.
Kidding.
No, you know what's so funny?
We got lanyards.
Chad still doesn't understand the difference between a lanyard and a badge. Chad, the lanyard is the thing around your neck. You have bat. You didn't design a lanyard, honey. You're not an engineer. And design is also you're using that word really loose. Really loose.
Kevin.
I mean, he's wearing that around his house. He's wearing this around his house.
Keanu thinks they're great. No, put down the lanyard. Chad, put down the lanyard, Chad.
Hey, Gina, you do a lot of gigs with Greg.
Now he takes it off like it wasn't just on.
Greg Giraldo Jr., how's he doing?
I've done two gigs with Greg Giraldo Jr.
Watch Quiverlips. Watch old Quiver Lips.
How are they going?
He yelled at Kevin. You would have loved it. He yelled at me once, and I love the kid because, you know, he's
what is he doing with his lips? What is he doing?
He's very liberal, you know, and he's like, I'm like, well, the Democrats are all, they're the actual racists. He's like, you're saying my mother's a racist? And I'm like, no, kid. No one's saying your mom's a racist.
What's his stand-up like?
I swear it's like he's chewing something that's not there.
It's great. Well, he stinks.
He stinks. Is he better than Neil?
Everyone, dude, let me say this to your face. I say it on the air all the time.
But look how happy he is being submissive. He falls into that third chair the minute someone comes on. He acts like he's a big lead guy, you know, that can run his own show. God, he needs Kevin. I watched him drink himself into a stupor and cry the weekend he was having a fight with Kevin when I met him. Don't forget. That was the weekend he had that falling out with Kevin. He was so fucking depressed, moping around and drinking and crying. We're never going to make up, man. He quit the football show. That show was making money.
Infinitely funnier than your brother because he's not funny, but it's got to, dude, it's got to drive you nuts that fucking he literally, so you grew up watching him get everything more than you because you're the oldest, he's the youngest, and then Dave Chappelle treated you like your parents did. He gave you nothing, beating you on Star Search, and then gave him everything for being
there. You said I'm mad because I lost to Dave Chappelle. So that's where all
No.
You said all my anger comes from my loss to Dave Chappelle on Star Search. That's it.
Whoa.
He gave you nothing, beating you on Star Search, and then gave him everything for being.
Yeah, but you said I'm mad because I lost to Dave Chappelle. So that's where all you said all my anger comes from my loss to Dave Chappelle on Star Search. That's insane.
Kevin, I'll tell you exactly what I said. You can look it up because unlike the Dallas.
Whoa. Like, we know that bugs him. We know that bugs him, but, you know.
It. What? I watched you say it.
Kevin, then find the clip, because what I've always said...
I don't have time to find a clip.
Kevin, what I've always said...
Find the clip.
It's been like 40 years. 32 years. 33 years. He's still mad about this Star Search thing. Because Chappelle beat him, and then his brother teamed up with Chappelle and beat him. Like, think about what that does to your psyche as the older brother who's supposed to be trailblazing the way. They asked you to audition. You got a pilot, a little SNL. They asked you to audition. They kissed you with success. And then they went, nah. We're good. And now look at you. And then your younger brother and the guy who beat the fuck out of you at Star Search teamed up. It's not like both. First of all, Chappelle going on to be called the GOAT, you know, is one thing, you know. That must eat at you every fucking day. And then your brother teams up with him. It's not even like Chappelle could have teamed up with you. Chappelle could have been like, hey, man, second place. You want to write something together? But he didn't. He said, you got a brother? Funny must run in your family. Is there someone more amicable to work with who might also have an inquisitive... humorous brain. You seem difficult to work with. And then they just both ran headfirst into a multi-million dollar windfall and you yell into an Amazon mic for a living. Got it.
You can get your face as red as you want. It's your show. You can mute me. Do whatever you want. But I've never changed from the statement that fucking I've said you're infinitely funnier than your brother. And I said, fucking Dave Chappelle broke you and maybe that offended you, which is fine because literally you're fucking the typical Irish Catholic family. You grew up, you're the oldest of 10. You watched everyone get a little.
I mean, how many more times do we have to hear this shit? Fuck, man. This is repetitive.
The oldest of 10, I'm third.
I thank you. I always thought you were I knew you were up there. I didn't know. So you're the third oldest of 10. You grew up watching 7 kids get more than you. Neil got all this shit. And that's why you're always like, how come he gets that and I don't?
The 7 said, wait, you think everyone below me got more than me? They didn't. That's not how it works, Gino. You should do a show with Carl. You're an expert on everything. You're an expert on big families, too.
Who said I was an expert?
You said everybody younger than me got more than me. That's not how it works.
I would assume
Neil might have because he was the youngest, the very youngest might, but everyone younger than me didn't.
Kevin, don't treat me like the Dabbleverse, like I'm telling some lie. I'm telling you what I think, and if that's not true,
It's not true.
Then I'm sorry, but you can understand why I would think, Kevin.
That's like me telling you how your childhood was because you're Italian and you grew up on a blueberry farm.
I grew up on a fucking produce farm. We didn't grow fruit. We grew mostly squash, eggplant, and all that stuff.
Squash!
You can get offended if you want to.
Great stuff, Chad. Oh, I forgot you were there. You may go now.
I know that's your bit. I know you're fucking...
Who forgot Chad was there legit? Holy shit. Baby boy feels fine and last. I'm telling you, man. Baby boy feels just fine not doing shit.
And locked into the Dabbleverse. I know you're the king. I know you've lost your way with actually talking about funny shit and just being angry. And that's fine. That's fine. But if you think that I said what I thought about you was for anything less than to...
Like, these guys should just touch dicks. Like, what is this going to solve? Do you see how, like, deep down, they're all acting like alphas, but they're just hurt? Over, like, old shit. Over, like, really old, stupid shit. Kevin, just admit that day that you chased me at Compound Media and I hid in the closet, it was to make sure you didn't break anything. Not because I was scared of you. You weren't going to hit me. Say it. This is, what, 4 years ago? Holy shit. Y'all okay? Every one of them is just butthurt about shit. That's why every time Chad gets in a chat with one of his enemies, it's just like, yeah, but just, you know, admit that, like, we used to get along and everything was cool, and then you and I never meant to fucking, he always wants to squash it. There's nothing to squash. You're just dumb. We just think you're dumb. We're fine with it. It doesn't need to be squashed. You're just dumb.
Flatbroke Gino got me screaming again. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm seeing pink.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, Julie, wet up. Every man, pacas y potesa and call. Oh, my Lord, stop screaming.
It's sad to see a friend I thought I could use as a doormat to Compound fall so low. Turns out I've got a bigger audience than he ever did. Life's funny that way, I guess. Anyway, people should cut him some slack because at least he's not the mud shart.
Kiss my ass, coach. You and everybody else is just jealous that I have a badge and you don't.
A lanyard.
Yes, Patrick, yes. Tell them Super Tips is broken. Let the plebs throw elbows and witty one-liners, yes. All for a chance, yes, to be noticed. The student has become the master.
Yes. Hey, buddy.
See, yours disappears. I honestly don't know what makes him stay here. I'll try it again.
Yes, Patrick, yes. Tell them Super Tips is broken. Let the plebs throw elbows and witty one-liners, all for a chance to be noticed. The student has become the master.
Hey, buddy.
I don't know, man. I don't know what... nobody. Look, man. As Joey C says, the Super Tip machine is a mysterious lover. But yes, I would like you to compete over real estate on the screen. Anonymous, according to Chad's plan, fans are going to follow him over to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino like the pie-eyed piper to harass a bartender. Pitchforks and tiki torches will be available at the door. I don't think that's true.
A lanyard.
Hi, my name is A. Lanyard. And it just bugs me because Chad keeps calling the place Council and spelling it C-O-U-N-S-E-L. And a quick Google of it, you'll find out it's Council Oak. C-O-U-N-C-I-L. And every Hard Rock has a steakhouse called Council Oak. It's like their chain steakhouse. And I know that that's niche, and you're probably like, who cares, Melton? He didn't know. He lives in Tampa, and again, the only 24-hour bar is at the Hard Rock. And it's like one of the biggest. He knows the Hard Rock. He knows Council Oak Steakhouse. There's no way. He pretends to be like a Tampa guy. He knows stuff. He enjoys steak. Remember when he went to that pizza place with the Parmesan shakers and said it was the best steak he ever had?
Defend your demeanor. That's fine, Kevin. And you can go back to yelling and act like I was shitting on
and
you.
I only know because I used to live in Tampa. It was called that when I lived there. And I played poker down there all the time. Chad, you know, Chad pretends to be this, like, guy who enjoys the finer things in life. Well, you know, aside from, like, the Ruth, Chris, and the other steak, you know, that was one of the best, like, steakhouses in town. Chad's not going to the Council Oak? Come on, man. Mark Davis says, my Melton in the Morning mug just arrived. Oh, from the store? From the Nobody Likes Onions store. Feel. Head over there today and grab something that'll make you feel.
Melton's making them feel. Melton's making them feel. Melton's making them feel. Melton's making them feel. Melton's making them feel.
Said he ordered it on Monday and got it Friday, just like you should. Just like you should. Balmer says the store stinks. Balmer's going to hurt my feelings, and we're not going to hang. It's going to be rough. But, I, you know, again, and I ordered the Tesla on Sunday, and I don't have it. So where's my parade? Oh, instead of taking the store promo down, I put up the Hackamania promo. Ha, 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 ha. Remember, Chad. Anyway, yeah, we're doing a Hackamania thing. Tickets are flying off the shelf. I had a meeting yesterday with the with my contact at the Plaza. Just refining plans, dialing stuff in, going over the intimate details for the VIP experience. This year, we're doubling everything. With the VIP experience, with 2 hours long instead of 1 hour. Last year, we gave you a measly drink ticket. This time, we're having it catered with food. People complained, you know, Jesus Christ, Jason Bentley has to eat. And so there'll be full bar, and we're bringing into the venue a full catered deal. I think we're going to have, like, pizzas, sandwiches, stuff like that. So, you know, grab your tickets today. Panhandler says, imagine being a VIP. He can't. I get it. I get the pores and their disdain / envy of the VIPs. So I get it. I understand it. Eat the rich. Fuck the billionaires. Yada, yada, yada. But that's why we'll have security. To keep the angry pores out the entire time. They won't be allowed. Nobody likes onions. Hackamania.com. And again, we need you to buy tickets by the end of January because again, this Tesla is just eating away the budget. I don't know if I'll be able to. I don't know. You know, I wanted to make Rocco suck my dick by buying a faster Tesla, but then he said, yeah, but it's used, so it's gonna have farts. And I didn't even think about that actually. And I'm like, really? I'm actually one of the most fart averse guys you'll come across. So, like, I'm like, that's gonna be gross. It's got 37,000 miles on it or something like that. So, that's gonna be 37,000 miles of farts. And if you think about it, like, if I drive to LA, okay. And I stop one time for, like, gas or to piss or to take an explosive diarrhea. I'm going to grab, like, a Subway or, like, some chicken tenders or, like, some mini tacos or, like, a birria stick or like just a cup. Sometimes I'll ask him for a water cup and I'll just get nacho cheese. So I'm going to eat something and then you're going to like, you know, I imagine three farts per drive to LA. And what's that? Three? I don't even know. I'm not even sure. In miles, how much that is? 200, 250 miles or something. So if you do 250 miles, that means for every 1,000 miles, you're getting 12 farts. 12 really hot farts. Let's round it up to 15, just in case I'm squirrely one day. And then, so you have 15 per 1,000 miles of farts times, you know, what is that? 15 times 37, 555 farts. 555 farts, which is close to 666, which is like the devil's number. But if you think about it, like in a fart context, it's even grosser. Ugh. So I don't even know if I want it anymore.
Like you people do in this shit world. Now you go.
Okay. So, okay. I'm genuinely I'm not worried. But you're not old enough that you can just not do anything for the rest of your life. Like, I know you're going to do stand-up, but, like, you must miss.
Somebody makes a good point. That's without passengers. Fuck. Right. Like, say somebody eats some bad shrimp. And I don't know. This one has seat heaters in the back, too. And I don't know. I can't imagine, but I would imagine vegan leather plus warmth equals just like complete fusion of a smell. Just like absolute molecular binding, if you will, as it were.
The routine of doing a show every day.
That was so much fun. That was like 8 years.
Okay, but what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? You can't do a YouTube show. How's Rumble going? We know Rumble is terrible. Do you feel weird being at the Rumble Christmas party with Pat Dixon?
See, now I'm not afraid to say that was a good one, Kevin. Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. By the way, how's Pat Dixon doing? I love that now you guys are like, wow, it's almost like you gave Pat Dixon money for the law thing when he was whacked out on Adderall and everything I said about him was true as well. What do you think about that?
So is Pat Dixon on drugs? Is this what, like, I'm honestly like so naive about this stuff. Like, I don't fucking know. And then, like, I don't trust anybody anymore. You know, like, Ricada lies. And I'm not even mad about it, man. I get it. Lies are the best, dude. Lies rule.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
Lies fucking rock. So I'm not even mad about it when people lie. I lie, you lie. We all lie, but like my chat goes crazy when they're like, he's definitely on drugs. Because I've never been on pills and I've never been like knowingly super close to somebody on pills or Adderall or like I've done it, but I don't know what it looks like when someone's like chronically on it. And it doesn't make, like, I don't know how it works and how somebody could like oversleep an event if you're on Adderall. I just don't know, man. I'm going to turn on the phones. Feel free to call in and school me up. I'm being serious about it. I just don't get it, you know? So I'd love a nurse or a doctor because these accusations fly around a lot, you know, and it reminds me of the Stevie Lou stuff. And I don't know if it's like real or people just want it to be true. Because you guys all say shit about me. You guys all say shit about other people that I know for a fact isn't true. It's like, where do we land on that stuff? You know?
How much money did you give Kevin? Did you give Pat Dixon?
I do have to apologize. I don't know if I have to apologize, but I thought you were 100% behind it, but it was actually Gilly who approached you to do the show that Pat got mad at because it was her birthday. Did you know all this?
No.
Did you know it was Gilly's birthday? That's why she wanted to do the show on Juneteenth. Gino, take that down off the screen because I might lose my channel because of that.
Hey, what off the screen?
Whatever's on the screen, just take it down.
Just the backdrop from YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, no, I had to take a show down because something I was watching. Just make it blank.
He had the Roku screensaver up on his TV and Kevin freaked out. You got to get that off. You got to get that off there. I can get sued.
What a Van Gogh pictures.
Just make it blank. No, you had some music on one time, and I had to take it out or take
Sorry,
it down.
Sorry, Kevin. Go on, buddy.
I don't care. YouTube's fucking retarded. But Gilly wanted to do a show on her birthday, which was like June 20. When did you get
blank? Can't even see it, but there's a little dancing guy in the corner. This clipper is Dog's Wallet SNR. Dog's Wallet Senior, I guess. I don't even know. Watch this little dancing guy.
It's June 19th or 20th?
June 20th.
Yeah, so that was her birthday. So she reached out to you. I thought you reached out to her.
I just know I'm in the way of it, and I want you to appreciate the little dancing guy.
She reached out to you because she wanted to do a show, and then Pat Dixon found out about it, and he kind of...
My story is
pretty cute.
Pat Dixon was whacked out on Adderall. You can see clips.
Well, we don't know that, but we do know Gilly reached out to you.
Because you defend that piece of shit, and then he came on my show when I wasn't there because Bob Levy, I don't know what's going on with that senile Turkish tooth fuck.
Jesus.
But he's another one that lost his fucking way. Sucked your
senile Turkish tooth fuck. From what I understand, Bob Levy went to Turkey for teeth. Like, not even kidding. Just go to Mexico. Isn't Mexico the place to go? Like, I didn't have medical insurance for like 5 years. And I always said, you know, just everyone knows this. You can go down to Mexico or even better, go to an American dental academy. You can, if you live in a big enough city, you could probably find a dental school and they do stuff real cheap. Now, you know, it's like going and getting your hair cut at, you know, at a cosmetology school, but if you don't have insurance and you need an option, there you go. Dabble Babble says Europeans go to Turkey. Is that a fact? I can see that. Although one time I made out with a girl from Turkey and she had the most fucked up teeth ever. So, you know, A, I have no standards, and B, she wasn't representing her country, well. And, yeah, I guess that's the end of that story. APAR. I sold my Model 3 in white. It also had about 37,000 miles. I had explosive diarrhea after a night of McGriddles. Oh, the smell. Get fucked. And by the way, I want to get it wrapped, you know, in a color, but I don't know anything about car wraps. Can you do it yourself? I know it's laborious, but you could probably save like $5,000 doing it yourself. I don't have any money left. That's a problem. It's again why I need everyone to go to Hackamania and get your tickets. If we don't sell 200 more tickets, we probably can't even have the event. We're not going to be able to do the event. That's a fact.
Playing cards from Bucky's? Hey, old man Imhotty, cards don't hit the goal. Next time, bring cold hard cash, or I'll bring the scrimp back to the next family gathering while doing a 2.5 milliliter gummy.
I too love Whippets and wear mom jeans with blood on the bunghole after getting pegged. They are loose for our birthing hips, right, Butter Boy?
I can't. Can you even see Hake Judson getting pegged?
Don't take me to Turkey with stuffing.
Mm. Can you see Hank Judson getting
pissed? Playing cards from Bucky's? Hey, old man Imhotey, cards don't hit the goal. Next time, bring cold hard cash, or I'll bring the scrimp back to the next family gathering while doing a 2.5 milliliter gummy.
I too love whippets and wear mom jeans with blood on the bunghole after getting pegged. They are loose for our birthing hips, right, Butter Boy?
I just see him looking back over his shoulder going, but by the way, when you're done fucking me, by the way, God, his finger was bloody as shit. I can't imagine how bloody his shit is. Citizen M member for 22 months. Citizen M's the only one you can trust. Chad Zumok is an Ozempic. Kayla Ricada cuts her wrists. Aaron was cheating on Ann Gosh a few months ago. Not kidding. Confirmed. I don't make stuff up. Aaron was cheating on Ann just a couple months ago. Confirmed. Can you please? Confirm? Are you able to confirm? How do I get this off my screen?
Elton, take me to Turkey with stuffing.
Fuck. How do I get anything? Where is Moody? This whole thing sucks. My dog is barking at nothing. At absolutely nothing. Anyway, sorry.
Dick till he fucking got lost. Fucking, I can't be bothered. But he went on my show and he acted bizarre. And I said, when she reached out to me, I'm like, yeah, come on for your birthday. And then that whacked out piece of shit fuck walked all the way from fucking.
Yeah, Citizen M hasn't had a drop in a while.
Wherever he lived, fucking saw me in that bar and hit me in the jaw when I went to hug him.
Thank you for the $100, DK, by the way. That's really nice.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
It's hard, and I don't know what's going on with Stevie Lou. Keep talking to that psycho faggot fucking loser, but...
Whoa! Whoa. Don't you wish Gino could afford to come to Atlantic City? Wouldn't that be cool?
I can't be bothered.
He iced you down like Gus D'Amato.
What?
He iced you down that day.
No. He fucking handed me ice, but let me tell you something. He wasn't there when...
Yeah, remember when Stevie Lou like pretends he was there, but he didn't get there till like 10 minutes after? No, I was there. I was like getting off the elevator right when...
When you're mad that he didn't officially ice you down?
He needs to be involved in anything because he has less fucking talent than fucking Ray DeVito fucking and Ray DeVito.
Yeah, but he got you ice. That doesn't count for anything?
Okay. Yes, I owe him my life. I'm going to tell you this
I'm
right
more
now.
Interested in this I Bob Levy-Gino fight.
What's that, Kev?
I'm more interested in the Bob Levy-Gino thing that's brewing.
What? There's nothing brewing with Bob Levy. I've been
okay,
I had Bob Levy host my show, and Bob Levy put that dipshit on the desk, and he bumped one of my normal guests. And I gave Bob Levy credit because that day he's like, "I'm bringing Kevin Brennan," and I'm like, "I don't know, think you should bring in Kevin Brennan." And you showed up on the couch, and while you were killing on my show, I texted Bob Levy. You can ask him; he won't remember. He's senile. And I said, "I can admit when I'm wrong." You were great that day. But remember Pat Dixon sitting at the desk reading the paper like a fucking psycho? We have video of, and this was for me and Keanu, we've been fucking dating. We were
like, Pat Dixon's like going back to censored TV or something? How's censored TV doing? How is censored TV doing? I'm being serious. Like, I don't even. Anthony Cumia will 100% leave Gavin's network once he. His contract's up, right? Like, he understands he can just do YouTube. He doesn't need...
Palm down, Citizen M. Matt doesn't count as cheating. He's my little poster boy.
Go damn it, Aaron. You know better than to dox me.
I didn't know.
And up off and on. But when she's like, when Pop's like, Gino's been fucking Keanu, he's like so angry because he's an insecure psycho. Do you understand?
Who's insecure about it?
Pat Dixon has hit three different women, and you can say four.
Wait. Pat Dixon was
mad. Shit.
Does Chad need to be here even?
And you gave him money. That's on your soul, Kevin. That's on your soul.
Oh, sound effects. Thanks, Chad.
On your soul. I gave everybody money.
Look at him grin. Nobody noticed it. And look at him grin like, ha, I'm pretty much Adam.
Never gave me a penny, and I don't want a penny of your filthy fucking tainted fucking money.
Tainted love. Hey, Stephen Lou just.
Sometimes I feel.
Mimic. I'm not kidding. We've been watching this for 12 minutes. When we have the contest, and people did send in entries. One day we'll do them. When we have the contest and we go like, find Chad making a joke. This is what we're talking about. You'll wade through hours and hours of footage. And this is all there ever is. Yeah, I'll come to kill Kevin. He holds up his badge. We got badges. We got lanyards. You mentioned soft sell. Sometimes I feel. Well, that's a thing I know. It's insane what's happening in Chad's brain. It's Ver-ver-set. Hello?
Yeah, this quad. So Censored TV, Anthony's a half owner of the Censored.TV compound. It's like, they're working together. So there will never be a time when Anthony just quits because he's half owner of the company. So that's not a thing. And secondly, I know
he could say buy me out at any time, right?
Buy what out? The subscriptions for Compound? The people that want to watch Anthony Cumia? That doesn't make sense.
Buy out Anthony Cumia.
To keep what? His old stuff? Because
if Anthony Cumia, if he doesn't have a contract to have to do a show there, he could tell Gavin to buy him out and he wants to go to his show elsewhere.
Yeah, fair enough. And we did see on YouTube when Anthony went live, he got like 3,800 live viewers and was just stacking super chats. So he definitely could do that. But how can you talk all the racist crap? And there's so much stuff he talks about he can't say on YouTube. So the platform doesn't make sense for him in the long run. We all know Ant. He wants to talk about the blacks.
You know there's other platforms, right?
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. You were saying YouTube a minute ago, so I don't know.
I meant independent. He can go independent.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, but why would you leave a paywall to go to a different paywall just to and sell out? Like, I don't think he needs the money as much as he just wants to do what he wants to do. And that requires absolutely no work. Like, he doesn't want to put in any effort. We all know that. So he just wants to sit there and do that for Censored TV. Sit there and do, what, 3-4 shows a week, make it easy on himself. No pressure. That's what he wants.
All right.
Also, I know that they just changed the pay from salary-based to, like, a commission-based. So if you're not bringing in numbers and viewers, you will be gone. Josh Lacash, he just got his his walking papers, we should say. So I know that they reformatted it, and that probably is to get rid of.
I don't care.
They're dropping the dead weight. All right, later, buddy.
Bye. Yeah, none of that made any sense. I disagree wholeheartedly. You're making my argument for me on why he should go independent.
Stevie just called me. I can't take your call because I got to keep my.
Call me so I can hang up on him.
No, Stevie, I got to keep my finger on the take Al Chino button. So I'm not taking any calls.
Why do you have to take? Because
why not? I don't trust anybody.
No, well,
Chad's being a back today. Did you see what Chad did?
Out with pieces of shit. And I've always been nothing but some of your best fucking content ever was on the In Hot Water football shows, and you know it. And you know
it. No one cares about yesteryear. Pepperidge Farm, remember? No one gives a shit. KB, admit some of your best shows were on my football show. Who gives a shit? I don't know anyone who takes member berries for rent. What does this have to do with shit? Holy shit.
I said that was the greatest day of my life.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We loved you. And yet you got pissed off.
Look at Chad wanting to pipe up. We went hat shopping. These guys are losers. The milestones in their lives are just rabbit droppings to other people.
I bet Quadfather wished he was getting his walking papers.
Now that's funny. See, that's how you make a super chat stick. That's how you make a super chat stick. I can't.
I bet Quadfather wished he was getting his walking papers.
I can't get rid of it if I try. Click, 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 click. That's how you make them stick. Not my fault, Panhandler, that you suck.
About fucking not me giving out your number, about you fucking losing your mind on me, and I gave out both of our numbers. And you acted like it was grand scheme. Because, Kev, I love
you. Gino, everybody had your number. You had given out your number many times already.
That's the day I gave it out. And I want to call you a bitch right now, but out of respect, and I think we're making progress, I'll say angel cakes.
Does MLC stand for minutia loving cucks?
That's the day I gave it out. And that's why you got mad, because you're like, whenever you wanted to give out my number, like, oh, he gave his out. So you wanted to give out. And that's fine. I don't mind. Just be honest. It feels
okay, good. Gino, to be, listen.
646. I'll keep going, Gino.
3.
Great stuff, Chad. Are you reciting a phone number, a.k.a. mimicking what's written? Okay.
Stop.
Chad had to look up a script for numbers.
No one gave you Gino's number.
No, that's Gino's number.
And you deserve all the aggravation you get from Dino.
It's not effective when it's like a big city prefix or area code, you know? You're like, oh yeah? 323. Dare me to go on? It's like, well, fuck.
Dealing with him.
212. Stop. You better stop.
A DeVito is a crybaby cunt. I'll give his number out right now.
And look at Chad. He's grinning like he just did a segment. He's functionally retarded.
Now, but because if you Google Ray DeVito, his number comes up. If you Google Ray DeVito.
Yeah, but you can say that about anybody.
Imagine being his neighbor. You know, like, when you like live in an apartment and you just constantly hear someone yelling all the time and you go like, I wonder what's going on in there. It's this.
His number at this point. Again, I didn't, before you gave out my number, I didn't understand that it was pretty accessible to get people's number. And now that I know that, people are like, I'm going to give out your number. It's like, everybody has it anyway.
Yeah. But
literally a year ago, you lost your mind about Cowhead giving out your number. Now you're like, I didn't realize you could Google it.
And invited to call me this morning.
Now, if you don't know the number, don't answer it.
Do you want me to give out Mike Calta's number?
No!
Kevin, apology accepted.
No, so I thought it was...
Chad is pointless. I mean, seriously. There's no need for a Chad... He's the appendix of the Dabbleverse. You could take him out and nobody would even know.
Hey, you know, listen, I can't go down. I can't go down every memory lane avenue that we're at. But I mean, the you giving out my number was disrespectful to me. But now that you did it, I'm like, it's almost better that it's out because now I know what happens when you give out somebody's number. Basically nothing.
I'm glad you learned that in 2023.
Yeah. So what were you all pissed off about?
Because I didn't know.
Because you're a crotch. Well, now.
I didn't know until it happened.
Watch this. Apology.
What's going on? What is it with our idiots that they can't stop touching their face? It's constant. You know, call it stimming. Call it self-soothing. People say it's a sign of opiate addiction. I don't. What's going on? Watch this.
Because you're a crotch. Well, now.
I didn't know.
Swipe of the mustache.
What happened?
Wipe of the side of the sideburns.
Watch this.
Caress of the chin.
apology accepted. I get it. It's almost like
holding and stroking of the chin.
I was right. Then say it. Gino was.
You know, Aaron's doing this nonstop too now. It's like we all touch our face a lot. Like that's a natural thing to do. It's like blinking. And you'd be surprised if you knew how often you did it. But this is insane. No one else does this on stream nonstop.
Right.
Oh, no.
I'll never say that. I'll never say that.
Kevin will never get these 3 years back. We'll never get them back.
Send Dave Landau the link.
Oh, how about those the Detroit Landau's losing that big game yesterday or Friday, Saturday?
That sucks. Yeah, I thought there was going to be Chiefs Lions Super Bowl, but guess not.
Yeah, because he got Landau'd.
Yeah, he got DeVito'd.
Gino, are you saying you hate Ray more than you hate Pat Dixon?
I could get. Here's the difference. I was right about both. I told you about Ray 4 years ago. Fucking he blows the light. I told you Pat Dixon put himself in more of a jail than any of us ever could. I don't care about any of them. Like, watch me on Rumble if you fucking are ever in fucking purgatory.
Tiff said a man went on a date. A woman went on a date with this man and said, yeah, let's get married. Went on another date and then got married. That's how weird Chad is. It hasn't happened yet.
I'll tell you, I don't mention that. I don't.
What time?
I know this is how you make money.
Chad has to stick out a tooth when he reads. He's the only. He went into the lens crafters. He blew their mind because he was like, I need sunglasses that are readers. And they're like, what? Yeah, I need readers that are for like when the sun's out. You would trip over that tooth.
By being the Real Housewives of YouTube, I can't be bothered.
But what time do you go live every day? The same time at Rumble?
I do indeed. Monday through Wednesday, 3 to 4:30-ish. Thursday, I do a night stream with Garrett and Steve.
We've already forgotten when it is. No one's coming. No one's interested. We're not writing it down. I'm dead serious. I don't even know what he just said. Every day at what o'clock? No one gives a shit a clock. Grow up.
And then I do random ones. Sometimes I'll do a football game watch along. It's a good time.
That's how I know it isn't. That's how I know it isn't.
Levy's in the chat. Someone's saying Levy's in the chat.
Hey, how about Mersh?
Well, I mean, I'm not even kidding. When you watch documentaries of like apes, they make these faces. It's the same underbite as Aaron Imholt. It's a weird, weird. It is like a birth defect. I think it is fetal alcohol syndrome. Fecal alcohol syndrome. Because his mom was always covered in shit. She used to give Rusty Trombone $3 for $1.
What about Mersh?
Are you guys are tight?
I did his stream once, maybe.
John's going to be there, but like, he's talking about my kids. And Chad's going to be there. He's talking about my mom. And they're going to come up to me and they're going to be like, sir, were you talking? And I'll be like, fuck yeah, is this Trump's America? Fuck. Am I in violation?
Twice, but yeah, he's fine. We still laugh about the time he did my show.
Here, Gino, you want to yell at Levy in person?
I want to know what I got a text from someone saying, I hope you and Levy can make up. I'm like, why? Why is Levy mad at me?
No, you're mad.
Look at Chad. He's just clueless. The entire time, he just doesn't know what to do. Am I part of this?
Him.
I don't know. Why am I mad at Levy?
I don't know. You just said he's a senile old nothing.
Yeah. You say he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because he came on my show.
Prognathism is a positional relationship of the mandible or maxilla to the skeletal base, where either of the jaws protrudes beyond a predetermined imaginary line in the coronal plane of the skull.
Yeah, that's what's going on here. Prognathism. Prognathism. Uh-huh. I've been saying
that. Comedy Club was like, yeah, you shit on my comedy club. I'm like, that was a fake account. And he said, no, it was you. I don't want to talk to Levy. Look, I'm just coming on because you asked me to. It's good to talk to you.
Nervously biting them lips. Nervously biting them lips. I'm sorry. Could you tell the maid not to tuck in my sheets? I hate Hospital Corner. Can you untuck them? Poof. Was that perfect? Perfect. Where did that come from? Airbags deployed. Airbags deployed. Full tuck. Collision. Poof. Love it. Love it. Got him. He's like Jim Norton when Jim Norton used to be like, I don't know what to do with my hand. Chad doesn't know what to do with his lips when he's not. Oh, boy.
Talk to you. Glad we straightened everything out, buddy.
MLK Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
MLK Day.
It's the best way to spend MLK Day is with Gino.
And hold on, is he back to... I thought he had a flipper. I thought he got new teeth. That's rough. Now there's a different tooth sticking out. This is rough. This is like a broken piano. Every day, one of the ivories raises its hand. Pick me. Pick me. Or is he trying to save toothpaste and only brushing one of them a day? Like, what's the deal? Why every time we get a glimpse of him, there's like a new bright tooth. And then you can, like, they're not the same length because, oh, shit. They're not the same length because otherwise you wouldn't have the dark spot here and a light spot here. So that means this tooth is coming down further. So you get this dark area here that's just kind of a gap. It's really disturbing. Ooh. It looks like every time they would describe the robber, this would be the bottom of the face, and then there'd be like the Zorro mask over the eyes.
The camera zooms into Chad's brain, revealing his inner thoughts. Let's listen in.
Did Kevin just say something that is also a song I can sing? Maybe show the lanyard again. That always kills.
Maybe show the lanyard again.
Gino.
Thank you,
Gino. You still run to this.
And then they look kind of normal again. It's very weird. But you can see here, I'm not even kidding. Remember I said this one was lower than this one, and that's why we had a gap? You can see why now. They put them in wrong or they're crooked. This one's actually higher than this one. That's why they're not even on the bottom. I'm not even kidding. We know he's got, like, dentures. We say it's a flipper. He's got dentures. He's a grown man who now has dentures. It's fine. But you're 50 years old, now you have dentures. But I'm not even kidding. You can see it. This one on the right is higher up than the one on the left. And that's why the one on the left goes down further. He probably got, like, you know, like Timu teeth. So he probably got them real cheap from China or something. These are made up of, like, you know, slave cadavers or something. I don't know what they make them out of now, but ooh, yeah. Those are not, you can see, look from back here. Look from far away. You can see how much higher this one is than that one. You can see how much higher this one is. So that's, they're literally crooked. They're like, they're a little off. And that's why he looks fucked up.
Subway every day?
No.
But that's one of your jokes, remember?
Ugh, like you see certain angles and moments, you, like right there, one frame, you see that gap. So they're just not quite right. He probably saved a lot of money going to Mexico or Turkey or something. It's a, look, that stuff, that's why that stuff's probably sensitive to Chad, you know? The jokes about Levy's teeth, because he himself has Cro-Magnon mouth.
Remember?
Look at that. You can literally see one lower than the other right there. Rough.
Yes, yeah, a good joke.
Doesn't know what to do with his lips.
You don't fear for your life.
Just starts wiggling them again. Shit.
No.
All right.
Just for the record, I agree with everything you say about Ray. Hey.
Here comes a big grin. You know, he's going to be proud of this.
I said it 4 years ago when fucking Kevin was defending him. When Kevin let Ray on the show, who cried like a cunt, Gino gave out.
Oh, his jaw just came loose. Did you see that? One of the straps broke. Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
Gave out my number and you're like,
it happened real fast. You'll miss it. There's a frame where the magic will happen right there, back and to the left, back and to the left. It's like you lost a motor mount. The whole thing just unhinged. Like the puppeteer took a break. Huh? Coo-coo-coo.
Gino gave out my number.
Like, can somebody help us fix this? Can somebody help us hoist it back into place? It's just flapping in the wind.
And you're like, yeah, it's a piece.
Ah, got it.
It's a shit. I forgive you, Kevin. You're a fucking 60-something-year-old fucking senile fuck. But you need to get your shit. together and fucking stay loyal to the people that have always been good to you. And then you turn on them because you're fucking lazy. Because you're.
There it is. See the gap? That's where you see the shortcut. That's where you see the cheap teeth.
Whew. Because you're fucking.
Like, what is he anxious about?
Nothing but.
He, like, never looks comfortable. He always looks like he's letting out a quiet fart or has to take a shit or he's nervous about the cops.
Oh, how can I make the most super chats? Take your fuck.
Oh, boy. When you're putting your fingers in your mouth live on the
fucking money, red face, but let the record show this sticks to your soul, Kevin.
Looking good, Chad. Looking good. I love a good Chad in the morning. Hello.
Listen, that's the mud sharks, man. Don't. He'll sink those teeth right into you. Is our beef squashed yet? I know. I have to introduce myself. Hey, Patrick, it's mommy. Dee Dee, my real name. Dee Dee, everybody. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that's all. I just want to let you know. You're messing with the mud shark.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin. And I'm glad that you
have no soul.
I'm glad that you gave money to Pat Dixon so he could call your wife an ape. He called.
So he's full on biting his nails on the show. He's full on gnawing on his fingers on the show. Oh boy. He's going to be so fucked up in Atlantic City.
Hold your wife an ape.
Allegedly.
I never would monkey around with fucking describing your wife like that.
That's what Mark
bananas to say that about your.
And then he backs
und
down.
Und der Haifischer, der hat Zähne und die trägt er im Gesicht und Machos, der hat ein Messer, doch das Messer sieht man nicht.
I don't know if you can say that. Look, we got to take that down. I don't know what that means. So I don't know if we're allowed to like have that on the screen or not. Steris video, imagine kissing Chad Piazza Melton. No, but imagine it. So you're allowed to imagine stuff.
I can fit 113 Zin packets under my upper lip.
You're never going to make me feel dumb for saying something that's normal. You're allowed to imagine anything. That's fine. That's fine. That's what brains are for. Imagine fucking Chad. Imagine slowly slipping your hard member into his soft O-ring. Not only does Chad know where he belongs, third mic.
Can you tell FKA mommy if she comes to Hackamania, I'll eat that dank pussy from behind. Won't Damn. Touch the asshole or not nothing. On God.
You'll eat it from behind? Now we're getting calls. This is going to be a call show now. Hello?
Hey, good afternoon. I was just thinking maybe you should go ahead and book Ray his ticket and help him with his ride from the airport to the casino in AC, because that's what you did with him in Vegas. Remember, you extended your hand to Ray. You mm-hmm. helped him with his travel. You put a little money in his pocket. Mm-hmm. It was no skin off your back. It took no effort from you. You should do the same for Ray coming up. It would really help his experience. He has no spending money. He has no accommodations. He has no travel logistics booked. You should help him out like you did the last time.
Well, first of all, hi, Liam.
Get in on United Airlines and book his flight.
Just say hi, I'm Liam. Look, no, this last isn't time Liam. It is. Last time I would made money.
You
though,
organized
to pass,
the event.
Hold on, let me answer now. You spoke for a long time, like I'm going to hang up. I'm not. So listen, last time I made money, which I was able to pass on to Ray. Through thousands of dollars of travel accommodation and pay. This time, Ray's deciding to go to Atlantic City for no reason. Why doesn't the guy booking him pay?
Well, two reasons. Number one, you've pointed out why he's incompetent in booking the show. Remember, I have an event, nothing planned. Number two, you're making money right now, aren't you? How about we say, hey, everybody,
but not off Ray.
We'll give all the proceeds. Well, let's... Ray needs help, Melton. He's in dire straits, and this is someone you were in contact with. You've now left him out.
You say he's your friend, though. I've never pretended he was my friend.
This is not Liam. I swear, hand to God.
It is.
It is not. Get on United, Southwest. Ray doesn't fly Frontier or Spirit, so those are out of the question. But you get on there. I know you got points. You got a lot of money. Believe me, Melton's got capital, guys.
Not anymore. I just bought what did I buy? A Tesla.
Who has more money in the bank and assets, everything? Yourself or Raymond DeVito?
It's close.
Exactly. I just don't like Ray's part of your life. He's someone that you've dealt with. You've
helped
him. You're
not,
like the fifth.
When I was running an event, I took care of Ray. Chad's running the event. Why don't you call and harass Chad to take care of Ray?
Well, it's different. You know, Chad had to travel to go there. You were right in your hometown. You'll be back in your hometown. AC is many Vegas. I mean, we know you're taken care of well when you're in that town.
I am?
Ray's not. Yeah.
I don't.
Sure.
I don't have any.
La bamba.
Hold on.
Se necesita una poca de gracia.
Thank you, buddy.
Una poca de gracia.
Mm-hmm.
Pa mí, pa ti.
I didn't do this. Sorry.
Ahí arriba.
That's okay. Ahí arriba.
Ahí arriba.
Y
arriba. Y arriba. Por ti seré.
Okay, you might not be Liam.
Why doesn't Ray have super tips, too? Now Joey C., all your biggest adversaries
yeah,
have been on the platform.
Joey's fucking it up. Joey's an idiot. Joey's really fucking it up.
I know. I know. This is kind of like when you bought Ray his flight ticket. It looks poorly on you that you're extending a hand to these retards. But why doesn't Ray have super tip? Come on. This is the same thing. Look at what this is, money in his pocket that you're dangling it.
Tell him to email me if he wants it.
That's not how Ray works. You and Moody.
Yeah, I don't. That's the problem. That's the problem. I don't need any more tards. I don't need any more tards that need hand holding at age 50. Older men are coming to me for help, and it's uncomfortable.
They need it. It's called volunteering.
Okay, we gotta let you go now. You've dominated enough of the program. Thank you.
Imagining kissing Chad Zumok is like embracing a mix of playful confidence and unexpected charm, blending humor with a surprising spark of connection. Just ask Dick Fitzwill how it is.
I know, I agree with all that. I agree with mostly all that. W-Man, I'm going to come in your mailbox. I don't know if that's a... Do I take that for you mean it for? FKA, the Ghetto Basement, thank you for being a new member. For 14 months, this is really the greatest show. So KB has to let go of Gino hate. Dude's desperate. It's very weird. Victor Vega, member for 4 months. Is Chad, storing nuts in his cheeks for the winter? It's fascinating to just watch. It's like another variety of human. It's insane. But no, Joey's out of his mind. And this morning, first of all, Joey had an 18-hour-old super tip, and he's just like rolling through super chats, ignoring them. And then he had current super tips from like 30 minutes ago too, but like not putting them up. I watched him for a little bit, and I was like, and I just told the chat, Joey has 18-hour-old super tips, and. Then he's like, Melton, you got to give me credit. It takes time to get it going and learn it. And he goes, you got to give me credit. I set it all up by myself. Joey, I can't be more clear. You're so dumb. You don't know that you didn't. Corndiff did. Corndiff told you everything to do. You had no clue how to make those things show up on your screen. Your brain couldn't have deciphered that given 1,000 years and all the energy in the sun. So you're out of your mind if you think you did it yourself. You're nuts. But anyway, enjoy. Keep hiding them all and making them not visible, and then keep leaving them there for 18 hours. You're fucking nuts. Oh, God, you're fucking nuts. FKA Mommy, member for 18 months, call me
Hola,
back.
Hola, papachulo. Sabes que Chad es un maricón gigante. Se chupa la polla por $5. Ray es un imbécil estúpido. Sí, cariño.
Flimsy Greenberg, member for 21 months. Don't call her back. I've already forgotten what we were talking about. I've already forgot what you were talking about. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Who put their peanut butter in this fudge? Coach Eddie Valentino, member for 14 months. F Mommy. They're nuts. They're nuts. Like, you don't have to... You don't have to say fuck her, but like you can just back away slowly and let them do their thing, you know?
Monkey around with fucking describing your wife like that.
That's what Mark
bananas to say that about your wife.
That's a Brian McCarthy joke. You stole it.
Oh, that hurts.
That is bananas. That is bananas.
That cuts me to the core, Chad.
Chad can't stop show and tell. I mean, literally, again, this is like what my dog does. That's what Aaron Imholt does. Look, I got a new book. Look, Slampy's got me a mug. Look, I got an air fryer. Look.
Yeah,
this isn't content. This isn't a show. This isn't entertaining. This isn't adding anything to anything.
He's the pun master.
Oh, that hurts. I'm telling you. And Ray's like, he gave out my number, and you backed up that crybaby psycho. How you feel about
that? That was too long ago. I can't remember.
Part of the problem.
I can't remember that long. I'm old. I can't remember that far back. Yeah,
fucking, there you go. Cry humility.
You're saying 3 years ago?
What's that?
You're saying that you want me to remember something?
Him and Bob Levy. Oh, Gino gave out my number. Poor Ray DeVito. Watching him in front of a fucking machine. Yesterday, Kevin, I was dying. When he
quiver-lipped.
When you're like, I had to go on. He thought the inauguration was yesterday. He thought the inauguration was yesterday. You deserve to be as aggravated as you are by him.
Yeah.
See, like every once in a while, it looks like there's a gap. There. Doesn't it look like there's a gap between the teeth? Like, are they flexible? Do they come apart?
Yeah, he thought it was a night game, like Wrigley getting the lights.
Why is he going up against the NFL games? Why would he
do
that?
That was the Phillies. First game was the Phillies, dude.
He just did the snot wipe like that girl. Gross. He just used the my hand is a tissue wipe.
Dude.
Ugh. And then looks down to see if any got on his sleeve. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean.
The fucking Eagles almost losing.
Oh, and then he like licked it off his lip. Oh, no. Did you just lick snot off your face? Oh, God. He really does have a puppet mouth. Watch this shit.
His first game was the Phillies, dude.
He uses the fingers.
Lights.
Why is he going up against the NFL games? Why would he
that
do
that?
That
was the Phillies. First game was the Phillies.
He uses the fingers to squish it out. Like, get that snot. Like you're getting all the toothpaste out of the tube. And then once it's out, he follows through with the hand to wipe.
Phillies, dude.
That's awesome. And you got to admire how he goes all the way down the hand, makes a turn. I mean, look at this. Look at this. It's like he's doing a line of coke off his own finger. And then all of a sudden, dip. If you were to tell it like a narrative, like a story, you'd be like, I was doing a line of coke. And then I was like, oh, shit, is that a cop? I better hide. That's how I see it.
The lights.
Why is he going up against the NFL games? Why would he do that?
That was the Phillies. First game was the Phillies, dude.
Yeah, I mean.
The fucking Eagles almost.
Nailing it.
Losing that fucking game.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I couldn't even watch. My son had.
Now, if he gets tissues, we'll be like, oh, God. It's like, again, like. You have to understand, if you start using tissues now, we don't think you have manners.
Sharks continually shed their teeth. Some carcharhiniforms shed approximately 35,000 teeth in a lifetime, replacing those that fall out.
Uh-huh. That's a good point. Now, if you start using tissues now, we don't think like, oh, this is a guy who knows manners and, you know... uses tissues. We go, oh, this is a guy who watches everything that we do about him, making fun of him, and now he got tissues. Just like he got a couch. When we were like, can you believe he doesn't have a couch? It's like when you make fun of an alien, and you're like, why don't you walk right? Oh, sorry, I'll start walking right. Is this how humans do it? Oh, yes, couch, of course. A new one is coming.
Tell me what was happening.
About Caitlin Clark hanging out with Taylor Swift?
Yeah, she's disgusting too.
No, Caitlin Clark's from the Midwest.
Chad, put your teeth away. Jesus Christ. Tom Sawyer's going to come along and paint that fence.
It's just a shame. She doesn't care.
He can't, like, that's all lower jaw too. That's all Habsburg chin. He can't put it away. Ugh.
Shame she was hanging out with her. I agree with that. But
put it away. I'm eating.
Caitlin Clark is actually a Chiefs fan.
Oh, now it came loose again. This is, by the way, this is all anxiety relief and stress relief. This is all like self-soothing shit. He's reading chat about him and he doesn't like it. He's so fucking insecure.
She grew up in the Midwest. Taylor Swift is a twat sickle.
Can I use that?
Yeah. No, I don't mind. Put it on the lanyard and fucking kill Kevin.
There are four basic types of shark teeth: dense, flattened, needle-like, pointed lower, with triangular upper, and non-functional.
Mm-hmm.
The type of tooth that a shark has depends on diet and feeding habit.
Good to know. Joseph Hamas. Chad's incredible shape-shifting teeth. Yeah, I think they might be rubber.
Gina, how's your marriage going?
Fantastic.
More show and tell by Chad. Brilliant. Really brilliant. Like, everything he's done in this clip is just great. Classic bad boy Chad. Very, very cute.
Shut up. I'm on the phone. Good, buddy.
Hey, Gina, what's up with that wedding cake you guys had, huh?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Oh, my God. We fucking ran into the fucking bakery with all our leftovers.
Fuck. It's been like, their wedding was like a week before mine, so October. And like, we're already back to this. Cake. Good stuff.
Over Nichols and said, what can we get? It was awesome.
But Garrett and Steve said the wedding was fine.
Why wasn't it?
I don't know. They were there. So are they, is that a work? It wasn't fine and they're lying?
It was a blast. And fucking the point of the wedding cake is, and I'll say this for the 90th time. Anyone that's ever gone to a wedding and bragged about the cake is gayer than you, Kevin.
I've never seen that one before. Look at that.
Is more of a fucking queer than fucking Ray DeVito. No one cares about the wedding cake.
Is it true you got it from Publix?
Yeah. I think they did as a gag and we loved it. All we wanted was the cake to smash in faces. But again, let the Dabbleverse run with it because this is where you live, Kevin. This is your legacy.
Levy's requesting the link.
Unbelievable. Now who's stealing jokes?
Kevin.
By the way, you going on about your cake this long shows that you're insecure about it. Like, this is insane. Nobody cares. And there's a great shot. You can see that one tooth lower than the other. They just fucked them up. And again, a normal person with self-confidence would go, hey, you fucked this up. You fucked this up. But Chad's like, it's fine. It's fine. My original teeth were crooked. Why not the fake ones?
And Levy's requesting the link.
All right, send Levy the link. I'll probably have to jump off at some
the
point.
The second Levy raises his fucking voice and holds his teeth and I'm out.
Bob, you better come in hot. Don't come in there looking to make friends with Gino.
He needs to apologize. He's like, I don't apologize.
If you guys aren't going to yell at each other, I'm going to cut you both loose. Because of what?
I'm too zoomed. I too am zoomed. All right. I know what you want. I know what you need. I know what you've been thinking about. And I know what you need. We got a new Clipper on the scene. Menzer?
We started the new rule that if we go over in the morning, it goes to the morning. So the morning's $80 over. But you guys have been great. And, you know, I do kind of a quarterly check of where things are at. And even with the $100 miss last night, you know, I had this weird thing where I'm like, I'm really oddly calm and cool about not hitting this goal tonight. I went and checked. We're good. And I, into tonight's show, I went, we don't need a $200 goal tonight. So I dropped her down to 150 and we can knock her out because we got a lot of fun stuff to do.
I missed it before when he said I do a quarterly check and we're fine. Now, if you remember on New Year's, which would be the end of the last quarter, he said if we hit the goal today, we'll be in the black. Otherwise, we're in the red for the year. So what's this quarterly check? What is he talking about? Because the last quarterly check, you were right on the edge. Now you're fine.
To do, and who needs to be greedy? And then we've got a super short goal tomorrow morning. Two left. Let's knock them both down, and let's end the week right, heading into Rumble Link Friday. 140 is the number for tonight. 115 away from tonight's goal. Throw us a few bucks in the PayPal, in the Venmo, in the Streamlabs, in the Super Chats. Let's call it a win. And get out of here looking good. If you guys want Ed and Michelle and you knock out the goal, I'll do Ed and Michelle tonight.
I can't hear you. Do you want Ed and Michelle? Then show me with your money.
$90 away from tonight's goal, you Nick-off sweetie pies. Palopogram is the pheromones making a stench in Melton's underwear. Again, these are all accusations. We are just reporting the news here at Steel Toe. We are.
It is the news. It is the news.
Earthlings, I adapt to them certain things I don't want to do, but have to in order to just act human, like using a bathroom and vacuuming.
It's mommy. I'll let anyone jizz on my leg in AC for smokes.
Jesus Christ. I'm sure she can afford smokes. You fucking animals. Mommy, $1 cunt salute chat. I'm out. No one knows what anything any of you are saying means. But thank you for the dollar.
We're not confirming any of these stories that have come to the news desk. And if you guys would throw some money behind these accusations, we'd be knocking out our goal in no time. Hey, we're...
Guys, it's all fun and games when we accuse Melton of things. But let's have a little money with it, huh? Let's not just throw accusations at Melton. Let's throw money at me.
$85 away from tonight's goal. Throw us a few bucks. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. And let's call it another win for the toe. $80 away from banging it out tonight. Let's knock out that final goal of the evening's.
Maybe he's literal. Maybe like Slam Piece won't fuck him unless he hits the goal. Come on, guys. I really want to bang it out tonight. $80
away. There stood a man, his visage adorned with spectacles meant for the sun's glare.
Okay.
An odd choice for the darkness of night, which lent him the appearance of one overcome by spirits. His lip did quiver, as if beset by some inner turmoil, or perhaps the chill of the evening air. With no heed to decorum, he delved into his nostril, extracting there from the contents which should remain unseen. With a motion both deliberate and grotesque, he spread these boogers upon his hands, as one might anoint themselves with ointment. Yet this was no unguent of healing, but rather a display of the basest sort.
You know that they started writing that so long ago, and then we moved on from Chad, and they got upset. They were like, fuck it, I worked hard on this, I'm sending it anyway. Michaela says, no one likes being lied about, huh, Melton? No, normal people don't give a fuck. You're gonna be lied about, whore. You're gonna be lied about, you stupid whore. No one gives a fuck. Lie. You people are so dumb and you never get the message. You never learn anything. You think you're teaching the lesson. You're a dumb whore. You're going to put your foot down and stop the lies about you? You're not. You're not. You dumb whore. No one gives a fuck. Lie about me. Lie about me all day. You all do anyway. Who gives a shit? I lie about everybody. None of this is true. You think there's going to be a Hackamania? Grow up. Grow up, stupid whore. Nobody like me. Yeah. Oh, you really taught me something. You really taught me a lesson, lady. You're stupid. You're like Joey C going, boy, I really, Melton, I did most of this on my own. You didn't. And you're too dumb to know that you didn't because you don't even know what it entails. So keep teaching lessons. Keep teaching lessons. This is the bitch who's still upset. People think she cheated on her husband, or she did. I think she did because she can't shut the fuck up about it. She's still hurt. Bitch, sounds like you fucked around. Because, like, people who didn't cheat on their husbands don't give a fuck.
For the week and call it
a night. Right, KB's a tranny. Right. Why else would she be that tall, have that, you know, wide of a body and that low of a voice? Of course. Of course. Grow the fuck up. And nobody like being lied about, huh? It's like, yeah, that's it. You stupid divorced bitch.
Another win for the toe. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats.
She's like, I'm not divorced. Wait, just wait. Wait for it. You'll catch up. Do you need me to put up a website?
Mo, Rumble Rants. Go ahead and drop in 20 or 30 bucks.
Oh, is she gone again? Fuck. It's like Joey C is like, you don't understand. I'm not a customer's always right guy. Some of you are more trouble than you're worth. Beat it kind of guy.
Let's call this thing a win. Let's do some overtime. And let's go home. All right, we have 10 minutes left. And we have 10 minutes to hit 80 bucks. We're going to try and rally in 5 minutes. But Pants Maestro has been saying all night that we're going to fail again. We're going to have 2 losses in a row. Make him wrong.
What are the playing cards? Somebody was making a reference to that earlier. I have no idea what that's about. What's he doing with the playing cards?
Throw in a few bucks on Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. Honestly, if one person knocks out the goal, they put themselves right on the top donations board. That's how spread out we are so far this week. Throw a couple of bucks our way. MSO says, I've already marked my calendar. The goal will not be met tonight. That would be maybe the first 2 out of 3 misses in evening show history.
Who's keeping track of all this for the almanac? Like, at what point is he going to realize he's the only one who cares about these stats? Interesting point, guys. You know, it's like when the football commentators go, nobody's ever rushed for over 90
yards.
Upon
my perambulation this morning, I did espy a scene most ludicrous upon the thoroughfare. There, a man of girth most ample did engage in the art of pugilism with but the air as his opponent. Mm-hmm. His form was that of a shadow boxer, each punch thrown at phantoms only he could see, his movements awkward and ungainly beneath the weight of his own corpulence. The spectacle drew mirth from all who passed. Laughter rang out, clear and mocking, as the public gathered to witness this folly. The man, undeterred by the jeers, bellowed forth with each swing. Another win for the toe. His voice, loud and brash, did but add to the hilarity. For what victory could there be in such a bizarre and solitary combat?
Good point. As usual, Joey C, always on point. I have no idea what they're even saying. That accent, you just like tune out.
This week. Throw a couple of bucks our way. MSO says, I've already marked my calendar. The goal will not be met tonight. That would be...
Dude, like, he's been doing this for years. Like, oh, MSO, you better not. I mean, can you believe this rivalry? Talk about the gayest things on the internet.
Maybe the first 2 out of 3 misses in evening show history since we've done this.
Prove it.
No joke. That would be bad news bears for the old toe. That would not be good. So $80. Let's do it. MSO says I am 100% positive it is not happening tonight. Guys, MSO is doing everything he can to help us right now. He is doing everything he can to make sure we hit this goal.
Same as Chad. Unhinged and to the left. These guys are ruining their own lives. Right before our very eyes. Hey, Moody, are you awake yet? Can anyone fix this?
If we're doing new Clippers, I'm calling an audible as coach and saying, check out my man's Chad Buzmak's new vid on old toe versus positive toe, as it were, if you will.
Moody's texting in a private group. I can see it. And he won't fix this. It's like, hello? They're sticking on the screen. I've refreshed all the browser sources. It's not me. It's you. Hello? Fucking pussy.
By using this...
Somebody tag him on Discord or something. I get that he's not watching, but like, he is awake. This guy's a fucking asshole.
This Jedi trickery on you. Get in there. Make it happen. $80. However you can, let's do it.
So we're trying to tell Joey C to install cables. You know, it's in the manual for Super Tip, like to install cables, which you don't need to know, whatever. It's just a plug-in for your computer that makes like a virtual audio device. And Joey C's been emailing me every day, like, tell Moody to send me that plug-in. And it's like,
stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Or maybe you don't. Do I have to come right flat out and tell you everything? Give me some money. Give me some money.
Oh. Oh. So anyway, he emailed me. He's like, can you have Moody send me that plugin? And it's like the URL to download. It's in the document. And I was like, go download it. And then he's on his show this morning bitching, and he's like, don't even bug Melton. He won't help you with anything. It's like, first of all, let me break this down. Moody, who has a PhD and is an autonomous vehicle engineer for a company he started, you want him to go email you the zip file for the plugin that you could just click on and download yourself. And second of all, you're contacting me to go get Moody to send it to you. How many chain links in this retard rope are we going to put? You're fucking dumb. I don't know. Like, Joey, I like you. You're welcome to use Super Tips. You're dumb. I don't know how to help you out with that. There's no helping you out with it. I wish you the best, buddy. But it's like you're like my dad's age if he were to ever be alive again. I can't imagine my father being that dumb. So I don't know what to do with you. You know, at your advanced age, you live in a brick shit house in a strip mall. I can't help you. I can't fucking help you. No, I just want Moody to send me the thing. Why? Oh, you said to have Moody, there's a thing, and Moody can send you the thing? I didn't. Oh, okay, then. Here's the thing. There's a reason you spend most of your day in a parking lot screaming at your phone. There's a reason. I'm just saying. That's what entertains you. That's what a chimp would do if it found the phone in a parking lot. It would just grab it and start smashing it and yelling. That's what you do. You and Lou the Goo. What is it? So that's where I'm at with that.
Let's do it. All right, Adam Simon gifting a membership. Let's rally up. We've got 5 minutes on the clock. $80 away from today's goal. Let's knock it out. This is our last evening goal of the week.
Everyone tag Moody on the Discord. Bug him. Piece of shit.
Let's do it. Let's get a win. Throw in a few bucks and let's do 30 minutes of overtime. I've got plenty. I've got lots of stuff we can do tonight.
Guys, I got so much stuff we can do.
And this is going to sound weird, but I'd like to do it with you. $70 away from tonight's goal.
Sharpie cigar.
Go! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
A little over 2 minutes left. 2.5 minutes left to go. Let me sync this up. There we go. Now we're synced up like a period. Let's knock out the...
Now we're synced up like a period?
The last $70 and call it another win for the train.
Fuck. 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 Oh, God. I can't, like. Oh. It's too good. It's too, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. It's too good. Hit the like button.
$70 and call it another win for the train.
Look how excited he is.
Call it another win for the train. Call it another win for the train. Another win for the train. It can be done. Don't make MSO right. Don't make Pants Maestro right. The math maths, it's two gifted memberships, $4.99 and $2.
The math maths? Two chins, a gas station, pizza, and a couple of hash browns. What's your problem?
That knocks 10 down. What do you want from me, motherfucker? Come on, boy.
What do you want from me, motherfuckers? It's a big one here. I hate Moody. I gotta scream at him. Sorry. He's just chatting away, but he won't fix this. Sorry. Fucking insane. He's here. He's not home. How many? We talked about this. That we're going to need a way to reboot this. So you can't do it because you're not home. What do we do? What do we do? I guess nobody can do a show on a Friday. Good thing Perry isn't live and I'm not live. And this little piggy's not going to be live. Like, how do we not have a way to reboot this? We've talked about it. We talked about giving Shane access so he could do it. What's going on? We'll just keep talking about it, never do anything. And then nobody can use it. And then it's cool because it doesn't work. Ah, nobody's home. Oh, cool. Hi, Super Dip Support. Oh, the service is down. Nobody's home right now. Oh, Nobody's home. Got it. Fuck. literal conversations. Yeah, this is gonna keep happening. And then every time we have the conversation, he goes like, "Oh no, we did a thing where this is never gonna happen again. It won't go down anymore." It goes down all the time. How is there not a button on your phone you can press to fix this? A secret URL you can refresh to fix this? How? Sorry. I love you. It's insane. A lot of people need to use this today, and it's just broken. Got it. How do I not have a way to do it? How does Shane not have a way to do it? Nah? But the beta's done? Is anything working? I'll kill myself.
Come on, boys and girls. A little over 2 minutes to go. Vince with another $3.
This little piggy will be great today, everybody.
Don't forget, I still don't have the subtotal field. Off to get my 47th booster. Toodles.
Yep. It's not a subtotal field. It's just a total. Fucking hell. Carl says this is workplace abuse. It is. Fuck this guy. If I could get to him without taking a 14-hour flight, I'd go give him a piece of my mind. Where do I sign? It is workplace abuse. Fuck this dude. Fuck him in his head. Look at this little horn. Who can be mad when he's tooting his little horn?
Vince is on the hype train. Coach No Pen 15 Fathead with $2 says, "Choo choo up that leaderboard."
Fuck.
Look out, little kids. This train doesn't slow down. It's.
Look out, little what?
Driven by a drunk. Everybody jump aboard the gold train. Adam Simon with another $2. $65 away from tonight's train victory. Keep it going. The hype train's doors are open. Jump on like a hobo in a Coen Brothers movie.
I can't believe he's not more famous.
You can do it. $65 away. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, and Rumble Rants. 1.5 minutes to go. My heart's not anywhere near exploding.
When people ask what their dad does, you know they just tell them what Balin does? You know they just go, "Well, my dad does whatever the fuck Balin does."
Fine. Throw in a couple. There's Monica for two. Monica's on the hype train.
If I ever blow a little party horn for $1.99, you can get a shovel and just start burying my ass.
We're trying to defruit the hype train, boys and girls. Make it happen. 1 minute left. 1 minute to go on the hype train. 65 away. Pants Maestro says this can't feel good for you. We gotta win. Come on. Get it inside of 50 at the least. Let's go, boys and girls. It's too close to lose. Click the Streamlabs link. Steel Toe Me.
It's like working, so it just doesn't disappear on the screen. So, you know, it's not like I can't still take your money. Right, beloved chatter? Super Tips customer support line, 1-800-EAT-SHIT. No, I'm trying to help him. Why isn't there more people who can reboot it? The answer to when I'm using it and Perry's using it and Joey's using it and Bob, you know, eventually figures out how to rub two sticks together and use it. And then Pat Dixon goes live. And then it's just like, hello? I thought this thing was in the cloud and scalable. This thing sucks. Silence Duguid, is this a bad time to make a suggestion about the show format? Oh, God. I told Moody, you know, my yelling means nothing. Take it for what you mean it. What is it? Take that for what you mean it for. I got to make it entertaining. I can't have a serious conversation with him right now. And again, tune into this little piggy. I'm going to be screaming. I'm not home. What do you want me to do?
Media Inc. on Venmo. Click the PayPal link. Drop in a good $20. And we'll call this thing done. 30 seconds left. All aboard. Bigot on Socialist Media gifting a membership over on Rumble. $60 away. $15 away from buying us a little extra time. $60 to go. We've got 10 seconds left. Do it, boys and girls. Come on. What is it? $60? $60? I gave you guys $150 for tonight.
Guys, I lowered the goal from 200 to 150, and you still didn't hit it. I did my part. I put 50 in. Why didn't you?
And I barely even mentioned a goal. So we either got to go, we got to get $10 in here right now, or we're losing again. McBuster says that was about 30 cents per minute. Well, no, because it was four minutes. And we went from 80 to 60. It was like $5 a minute. You're going to let me go out like a punk? Shit. You don't love me. All right. That still means we're not out of the woods yet. $40 away from tonight's.
I hope Moody's pulled over crying. I hope Moody is pulled over crying right now. Like a bitch. I hope he's late for this little piggy because he's all puffy. Because he's been overeating.
Goal. Keep going. Keep getting in that PayPal, that Streamlabs, that Venmo.
Keep getting in it. Guys, keep getting in my Venmo. Get up in there, dog. Go balls deep up in my PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo.
And let's get another win for the toe. Oh, wait, that does mean skip to my lose on the hype train.
You think April regrets leaving? She's like, God, I could still be with this man if I didn't fuck up so bad.
$40 left to go, and we bought ourselves a little bit of time. A little bit of time. See, like right now, I'm talking very slowly so everybody can get there. They can click the link and they can throw $5 or $10 in and we can take this $40 and knock out the last of our goal and call it another win for the toe. You see how that works? You just talk a lot slower and then things might happen. All right. As soon as we knock out that 40, I'm going to Ed and Michelle. We got a few more stories to do. I said if we knocked out the goal, we'd do Ed and Michelle. We haven't knocked it out. We just bought ourselves a little more time. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. Oh, look at that, guys. A goal that's now sitting nice at $20, huh?
He starts cheering up. Maybe I can do this as a job. Maybe this is work. Maybe this is a job. Fuck. I forgot how good I am at this.
Real easy one to punch into Venmo or PayPal. It's just a 2 and a 0. And you got it right there, and it's over.
Guys, donate. I understand if you don't want to donate 100. Too many buttons. This do 99. He says do 2 and a 0. That's more work. Do 99. Help out the toe. Do 99. Send. That's how you help out the toe. That has been the problem. People are like, too many buttons or I would. Too many buttons or I would.
If you guys hit the goal after that joke, it sends the wrong message to everyone. I think we'd rather miss by 20 bucks tonight than you reward me with hitting the goal after that fucking...
Now, Rocco says Melton's dumb super tip never goes down. Fuck you, dog. Fuck you, dog. You don't know. It's not down. It's just not fully working. Voice tips are not going away off the screen once they play.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's me, Ewa. It was supposed to be Eva, but my mom and dad dumb. Anyone seen my dad? He went out for smokes on my birthday and left a dad-sized hole in my heart I just filled with jizz.
Jesus Christ. We don't do a lot of biographies here. Baloney Factory says, press the eyeball button. Yeah, we'll just hide all these. Then they go away.
Garbage humor that just came out of my mouth. Do not reward that with money. I'm not playing the drop until the 150 is officially in. It's only reason I do that is because it's not fair to the people who want me to lose.
Right. Too many people work too hard to see this drop. So we're not going to do it until it's official. Give me money.
The people who want us to hit 930 before we hit the goal, it's not fair to them that there's 150 left and I play the sounder. I can't brag on them like that. Mm-hmm. So, couple of oneies, couple of ones, we'll knock it out.
Do you call them oneies?
Couple of oneies,
couple of oneies. He makes up some weird $5 gives, couple of oneies.
Can't brag on them like that. So, couple of oneies, couple of ones. We'll knock it out, and we'll call it another win for the toe. Hey, guys, bad news. Coyote NV with 499. That means we knocked it out tonight.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
But hey, if you root against the goal, which you can be a fan and root against the goal, by the way. Just rooting against the goal doesn't make you not a fan. It took us the whole way to do it, and Coyote NV was basically the big dog. He threw in 70 bucks tonight. He got himself tied with no pen 15.
Look, you want to be the asshole and bet on the don't pass line, go for it, you know? I just think you look like a dick.
For fourth place, so, I mean, it's kind of a win for everybody.
It is. It really, really is. You know what else is a real win for everybody? This photo. This photo of Aaron at his gym that you might have seen on the thumbnail for this very program you're watching today. Oh boy. This is a real photo of Aaron in coach mode. Bink. That's real. That's real. Bonk. He's officially the fat weirdo. And again, like, I'm fat, but I would never be hanging out in the coach's corner at a gym. And I mean, this is just what we're dealing with. This is the reality of Aaron Imhol, age 38. That's real. And he, God bless him, you know, he can't grow a beard. So he can't cover it up like Melton. And he thinks hanging out there with these 15 and 18 and 20-year-olds, they all look up to him. They call him Coach Aaron. Coach Aaron. And he's got a lot of lessons to pass on to the kids. And he holds court. Remember, he said he holds court at the gym. Yeah, I'd say it looks like he's having a rocky time. You know, this is probably balding up here. But nobody's looking at him. No one's paying attention. And again, all these people are children at this gym. It's kids here. And if you think for 1 minute that they don't Google him. You know, talk about his own kids Googling him one day. Sure. All these kids aren't retarded. And, yeah, we're trying to reach out to the guy who films one of the students' films on one of the nights. And we'd love to start paying him to document Aaron M. Holt holding court. We'd love to pay for a little boxing Aaron, you know? And also, I'd love to bury this right now, if you will. I love you. I love you. So that's a cool photo. That's a cool photo. Aaron M. Holt might be headed for a jury trial. Most certainly not. Most certainly not. But I guess it came out. You know, he went to court this week. He wasn't able to make a deal. And then it came out yesterday that May 14th, I guess, Aaron is scheduled for a trial. Now, from what our fine Moody has told us, we got to switch into the mode where we appreciate Moody and respect him. Hit the like button, by the way. Aaron can request a bench trial over a jury trial to have a judge just hear the case. And of course, anytime before, I believe some date in April, Aaron can accept a plea deal. Now, the fact that this has been set, from what I understand, just indicates they're not backing down from either jail time or a felony. Most likely they want a felony charge on his record. He's like, I can't have that. You know, my children would be ashamed of me. Everyone in the courtroom went, and then they went, okay. So Aaron, I mean, the jury trial thing is pathetic. No one in their right mind thinks Aaron's going to have a jury trial. Judge trial would be better for him, from what I understand, but the problem Aaron's going to have is when it comes to sentencing, he's mimed sending out the nudes to Gino. Again, when Gino was on the show, several times he said this was bullshit and no big deal, and he was set up, and he didn't do it, and all this kind of stuff. We know that's not true. He's never expressed remorse. He's never said, I'm sorry about any of this stuff. And it just doesn't bode well for sentencing when that kind of rolls around, because you don't know. You don't know. And apparently, the day before he sent the nudes, Kayla asked him to stop harassing her, and he said he knew how serious it was to, like, stop talking about her and leave her alone, and it could damage her. So he said that right before he did it. So he's going to have a hard time claiming he didn't know he was harassing her. This case is not good for Aaron. And Moody's getting into the situation where he's like writing long Reddit posts and getting really, I feel like he's edging. He's virtually edging himself about this stuff with Aaron. But he says he's, you know, it's just hard to watch a guy by his own hand keep fucking his life over in so many ways. Moody wrote a long post on Steel Toe Boring Show Reddit. You can go read that if you feel up to it. I'd rather not on this program. On this show, I like to focus on Aaron himself and what he says rather than facts.
It is kind of weird. Like,
I was talking with somebody today who's kind of involved in an internet drama. I was talking to them, and I'm just like, God, it's just so, people are so fucking retarded. Like, it's not good for us. Like, all this drama consumption is really bad because, like, you look at...
And it sucks that the court date, whatever happens, is scheduled for May 14th, even if it's, a judge. What do they call it? A bench trial? Apparently, spectators are allowed in, and Moody will be in the United States, and he wants to go. He says, if it's happening, we have to go. So I imagine him and I will fly to Minnesota and do a show after watching the trial in person so he can give you the best insight on the program.
Our grandparents.
Josie says jury trial May 13th and 14th. Yeah, but no. But everything I just said, though. So catch the fuck up.
At 38 years old.
Except there might not be a jury trial. It might be a bench trial. And there might not be a trial at all. Yeah, except all that. So catch the fuck up, Josie.
You look at our grandpa, like, and I'm one of the younger ones. These people are in their fucking 40s and 50s and 60s and shit. You look at our grandparents at that age, and it's just, it's embarrassing how far we've fallen. And it is all because of the internet. And it's because the internet rewards your worst.
Josie's making Josie Wales look stupid, because for a minute I thought that was Josie Wales. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Impulses as a human being. And look at how many lost souls you have. Like, if you're in a live stream chat and you're just like, I'm going to watch the downfall of this person, or I want to see if this person fucks up. Or like somebody does really well and you're like, I'm going to.
Okay, then he goes, okay, Patrick, if there's a jury trial, it's May 13th, 14th, just letting you know. I know, I just said that, though. We're all saying the same thing. Let me yell. You know what this is really about. Everyone knows what this is really about. The Tesla. Where's my fucking Tesla? It's not about you, Josie, and I'm sorry. It's not about you, Moody. I apologize. This is about Elon Musk and his inefficiency at running a company. He's so focused on making America awesome that he's forgot what made America awesome in the first place. Electric cars, rockets, eagles, rock and roll, and pussy. We invented pussy. Okay, sorry.
I'm going to watch him to make sure I can catch him stumbling or doing this. It's like, you're not hurting that person. You're hurting yourself. Like, your own development as a human being is stunted.
You have it wrong, Moody. Nick's hurting himself.
You're retarded now. Your growth has been retarded. And you're less than. It's real. I mean, if you could, like, I have the ability to step out of this and have a life. A lot of you don't. If you don't, try to work on it really hard, because...
Okay, he's mentioning this every show now. You guys need to get a life. I leave the show and I like go on my real life. You guys, you're obsessed with this stuff. I can't be more out of this. I don't even have anything to add anymore. I haven't been watching the show. I'm watching them clips.
I know you want to be seen as like, I'm a guy on Twitter and YouTube. No real people look at you that way. They look at you and they go, what are you doing? And by the way, I'm sorry, Nova. I realized Nova gave me a bunch of advice.
Who?
There were 11 votes for guilty. It's not easy for me to raise my hand and send a toe off to the chair without talking about it first.
Fucking Moody.
I bet the guys at the gym secretly talk about how they can't wait to pop that big water-headed boy in the mouth. Coach, my black ass, he a coach.
My black ass, he a coach.
Slam Pig used to toot this little whistle when she got my button hard. Now my little Viking helmet pops every time the doorbell rings.
Fuck you talking about, he a coach. Coach of Mesa, Arizona, see a Hackamania VIP. Thanks for another year. Oh, boy.
Case. And he's mad that he doesn't think I took the advice. So he wasn't necessarily shitting on me earlier. But Nova, here's the deal, buddy. You know I don't talk about it on the air. A lot of the things you've discussed, we are doing. A lot of the things you said to do, we are doing.
Who's we? You and Slam Piece? Who decorates your set? Who you said isn't involved with the show at all and doesn't help? But she's also building the store? Where is the store, by the way? Oh, when's that store coming along? Chad's been working on his store since summer 2023. Any minute.
Like, don't worry, but I feel like, and I don't blame you, because until you go through it, you don't really know how the process goes, but nobody's upset with how things are going right now. I'm very optimistic.
Why? We don't believe you.
Without saying too much. So I just, you know, I see a lot of people getting excited. I think they saw a trial date and they went, oh my God, what it. It's really all just a continuation of what was going on Wednesday. Really?
Yeah, there probably won't be any trial. So that's just how it, I mean, he'd be retarded.
No, Steel Toe Wearer, I definitely am not the most sensitive. I have a lot of fun with you guys. It's an unhealthy obsession they have with me. And I do laugh about it, but it is an unhealthy obsession. And
was Scott there during the laughing? Or is that like a separate laugh time? No, Scott and I laugh from 4 to 6. And then I laugh like independently other times.
You should probably... It's probably not good for you. I mean, I guess I don't give a shit. You can do what you want, but like...
Why do you keep telling us what to do? You guys got to get a life. I go outside. This isn't healthy. I don't really give a shit. I don't know why I keep talking about it. All right, agreed. Move on. Do your pro show.
I disappoint you guys so much because you build up all these downfalls for me in your head, and then I don't do them because...
Nope, you haven't done anything. Your show's doing great. You're still married. You haven't committed any more crimes. You don't keep tripping over bait.
I don't take it as seriously as you do. And I hope, I hope for more for you. But again,
I don't really care. And none of this matters. And you're stupid.
I'm sorry. I know everyone wants the perp walk and, you know, me in prison and everything else. Sorry to disappoint, guys. God damn, people are really obsessed. Do you want me to just real quick, if I address this real quick, are you guys going to be happy or am I going to trigger you again? We did a thing this week. I think we're very close. Just need a little more time. But
by the way, did you catch it?
The next step after what we did is we have to set a date.
I think we're very close. Microaggression.
A little more time. But the next step after what we did is we have to set a date. So basically, it's a deadline. Week. I think we're very close.
Here it comes. Starts hugging himself. And does the...
We did a thing this week. I think we're very close. Just need a little more time. But the next step after what we did is we have to set a date. So basically, it's a deadline to get something done. There was something we're aware of that they weren't aware of, and more time was needed to work.
The hackening.
The hackening.
Once we find out about the Gmail hacking, I'll clearly not be liable for revenge porn. Once we find out that Nick Riccata hacked my Google account, I can no longer be found liable for revenge porn against his wife. These two are all related. You gotta keep them all related. Silence Duguid, I think he's legit nervous, because knowing him, he would use it as a playful way to hit the goal. Come on, guys, I'm going to jail. I need some money. I don't think so. There's nothing dumber than a used Tesla. Thank you. Never really looked at it that way.
Work that out. I feel very good about it. I'm sorry. Again, I'm upset that that triggers you, that I feel good about this, but...
I'm upset that triggers you, that I feel good. How does that work? I'm upset that it triggers you that I'm happy. How would that even work?
None of this is abnormal. I'm sorry. None of this is abnormal. Again, I know you guys want drama and you want all this other stuff. I just, it's all proceeding as these things proceed.
Sew that on a pillow.
Again, I'm sorry that upsets you. I'm sorry that you need more.
I'm sorry that upsets you. I'm sorry you're mad.
More for me, but it's gone well so far, and I'm not going to jinx it by saying more than I've already said.
Nothing's happened so far. You committed a crime, and you haven't been sentenced for it yet. It's all going well so far.
And if you're going to seethe in my chat about it more, I guess we'll just all be entertained by you in your incapability to control yourself.
Until you ban us.
I'm not going to stress eat this beef jerky.
That should just be a clip. That should just be a clip that we play in the middle of nothing.
Ability to control yourself.
I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to stress eat this beef jerky. You just hold it up. Huh?
I'm not going to stress eat this beef jerky.
Good to know. Good to know.
Or as Balls Deep called it, aged candied bacon. You know what's weird about the candied bacon lie? Is that I told the truth about that. And people are like, you lied. April and I, the day before, were making candied bacon up in the kitchen in Spicer. I never, people are like, you should have
done
that.
Why the fuck
never
you lying?
Never once.
Why you always lying?
And I was up there, I was helping her out.
Oh my
she
God.
She got mad at me because stop this was when she was taking a break lying. From the show. And she goes, you told people we were making candy bacon. I made it. I was like, I'm.
You told people we would.
Sorry, but whenever like a couple are in a kitchen and stuff's getting made and you're kind of, you know, tinkering around or whatever. I don't know. In my mind, that's you were doing that thing together. But then again, sometimes people are on drugs.
You took credit for the big salad.
Trisha says this is about Nick, Jeremy from The Quartering is talking about some guy who defended Nick Riccata and it's kind of ruined his career. I mean, I get it. I mean, I think the thing that's going to survive, that's going to outlast all of this is the fact that he let his kid do cocaine somehow, some way, however it was done. His child tested positive for cocaine. That's going to be the thing that sticks with you the whole time.
But these comic book creators.
There's Melanie Mack, by the way, who's kind of been catching some shit.
Who?
Life is too good and people need shit to bitch about.
Who?
That's all this is. That's all the internet is in general. We live in the most amazing. It's like Louis C.K. said. We live in the most amazing time ever and nobody's happy. Let's go ahead and check this out. This is from Patricia.
It sucks. They ruined a good thing. You know,
I can't really watch anything about comic book men or whatever. Coach Keel, any updates on Scott? Is he still with us? Prayers? Yeah, I don't know. They haven't laughed in a while, I don't think. I don't think he's laughed in quite a minute. That Scott feller. This is this morning? Was that all this morning?
Well, you're going to get to see me real nice. Hey, man, I'm excited for today. By the way, Triple N, if you're here today, let's keep count on the shuffling. I didn't get a shuffle count from yesterday.
I got a
new deck.
Is this a new camera? Is that what he's saying? We're going to see him real nice? What does that mean? Def not. You're going to be able to see me real nice. So he's shuffling cards. I haven't seen this.
Deck of cards. Whenever my parents go on a trip somewhere, they go someplace. They always get the grandkids.
Magnets?
They always get my kids something. And I guess to like, I think to your parents, you're always a kid. So like they didn't want me to feel like left out.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Grab me something when they go. Somewhere.
Oh,
it's cute.
No,
they got me a deck of they're okay. Speaking of like where I come from and why I say that, like when April and I went on trips, we played dress up and we were pretending to be people we weren't. And we're just Midwestern yokels, you know, to kind of let you know where I came from in terms of being a Midwestern yokel. My parents are obsessed with Buc-ee's. When they go to Texas to visit family, they always go to Buc-ee's. And their idea of souvenirs from their trip is to get my kids a bunch of shit from Buc-ee's. You know, winter comes around, you get your kids new hats, new gloves, winter coats, stuff like that. And then my parents will come back. They got Buc-ee's gloves, Buc-ee's hats, and the kids just they all want to wear Buc-ee's stuff. Okay, fine. And they go, oh, well, we got you something. And I'm like, oh, really? What'd you get? And I've just got like 5 bags of beef jerky from Buc-ee's and a deck of cards from Buc-ee's because on New Year's Eve, we all go to this hotel and the kids swim and play games and stuff as we wait for the new.
This is the same hotel him and April went and did a hot tub stream from. You know, what is it? Big Thunder Mountain or whatever?
New year and everyone over 30 struggles to make it.
Hot Springs Hotel.
Night. I brought a cribbage board. Cause
how he's 38. He's 38. He's into bridge and cribbage. Canasta. Dominoes.
My cousins and I enjoy playing cribbage. And I didn't have a.
My cousins and I, even if you do, this isn't content for your edgy talk show.
A deck of cards. So I had to go and get this deck here that I have now. And so they thought, well, why don't we get him a deck of cards from Buc-ee's? He'll love it.
He will.
So if you're wondering if I'm exaggerating when I say I've kind of been playing a character those last 5 years or so. With my lovely and talented ex-wife. It's because I come from the stock of people who get souvenirs at Buc-ee's. That's who I am.
Yeah, we know. You're basic as fuck. You couldn't be more. And I'm over here being all.
Daddy shot the daddy shot the daddy.
And that's who I care about. So I want Triple N to keep up on the shuffle count today. I think this officially. Now, are we just going every time I grab the cards or every time I shuffle the cards? Because that right there, see where I switched? That's one. In my mind, that's one shuffle. Now, if I put them back down and I pick them up. And I start now is picking them up, does that make it two or does shuffling make it two? And then if I keep holding them and I've already done one and I stop and then I start going like this again, does that then become two? I'm going to let Triple N decide.
What does that mean?
I'm going to be, I'm going to leave it up to him. Coach Shit Show, I have to let you know, buddy, your obsession's going to kill you. Your obsession with me is going to kill you, pal. I'm really sorry. With $199, he says, you box like old people fucks. He spelled it wrong because he can't use
Bless
the F word
heart.
On YouTube.
Bless his heart.
Coach Shit Show, I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know if it's impotent rage. I don't know what it is. I can tell you this, buddy. It's going to eat away at you. It's going to kill you. It's going to get you. Sam Show says, screw ADHD. You're a full-on Aspie. Full-on Aspie. Well, he might be right. He might be right. Veldrain with $5 starting us out. So it's Rumble Link Friday today. You know, you guys usually fill us up with links, and we got all kinds of, you know.
Guys, right? Remember what your job is on a day like today. Remember what your job is, huh? Fill us up. He wants to be filled up, fellas.
I haven't always been this way.
We got all kinds of shit to do because of the stuff you guys send in. I do want to dig into the Trump, Kennedy, MLK. Yesterday,
somebody should. I've been saying this forever. If there's anyone to handle the next Watergate, it's you. It's you. Thank you to Arizona Mates of Tom for the $5 Venmo.
It was the day. Week one of this administration, and it's just promises being kept. This is like, imagine the Biden administration, like, keeping their big promises. Like, this is like week one. Biden's like, no more student loans. Student loans. Trump is going to appeal to England, and you came.
What is going on with the hands? It's like he thinks he's in one of those shadow plays.
Over on a ship during the colonial days, and you had a kid. Let's say, you know, America became a country.
He's like a magician with no scarves or doves. He's just constantly doing flourishes.
The Revolutionary War ends in like 1781 or whatever. And after some, and they turn to citizens.
Do you think he just watches stuff on the History Channel and comes in and regurgitates it?
That, I think, would be fine. But now we treat it as, if you break the law, if you come here illegally, he really, you know, India taking back 20,000 migrants, I'm sure they're all over the thing. Fuck it, dude. We're about to see where the CIA is at. We're about to see, are they still, like,
fucking hell. How annoying is he going to be for the next little bit, huh? Just Joel, member for 6 months. Aaron's parents never told him to get a job. Oh, man. Why not? Why not, Aaron? The fact that Moody thinks he's not going to have his boxing license, he thinks they're going to complete this background check, and he's not going to be able to box anymore. I'm going to say thank you to the high rollers again. I'm going to be getting out of here momentarily. I got to go prepare for this little piggy show, you know? So, you know. Hold on 1 second. Is that real? No. No. If that's real, that's great. We shall see. We shall see. Thank you to everybody. And the EP for today, a lot of boning stuff today, huh? Boning's in the super cool club. Boning's the EP. We get it. We get it. Carbariums. Say hi to Boning on the Discord. Discord.gg/NLO. And in the chat room always, I think. He's usually in there. He's seething. I think he's jealous of certified coaches in the chat, says Keel. That's Coach Keel, I think.
Do they still want to take power through a coup? Have they kind of learned their place? Is Trump kind of having a staring contest with them and they're going to blink? Or are they still very much in charge and Trump is risking getting his fucking head blown off again? You know? If Trump is establishing dominance and the CIA and the FBI aren't what they used to be, these things will be released fully, no redactions, no. Let's see it. Let's name names.
He's going to be so boring.
To do that with. So the CIA, on it for the last almost 20 years now, is I'll let other people read it and then they can print out a bunch of bullet points and then I'll go from those. Isn't that convenient? That's kind of nice. I like that better. Thank you very much, Veldrain, for the $5. I appreciate it. We can probably get started with Rumble Friday.
Fuck yeah.
We do have an extra wrinkle to Rumble Friday. I've had a lot of people writing to me.
Rumble Wrinkle Friday.
Making fun of my Amazon Music playlist. And they're like, oh, man, I want to see how fucking gay your playlists are. And I'm like,
I really don't want to do that. But I'll tell you what, every $5, I'll play a song from my playlist.
Okay. All right. Deal. Here's what we'll do. $5 links, $10 full, $10 next, $20 full. We'll throw in a $2 because a lot of people throw in $2 on Rumble Friday just saying, hey, whatever. $2 shuffles.
So he's literally turned his show into Touch Tunes. He's literally turned his show into a jukebox. $2 shuffles, is it?
We'll go $2 shuffles and we'll do it that way. Joshua, who are you spurging out at? I don't know what you're talking about. McBuster says, yes, your playlist is super homosexual. There's the Toe Boys page, and people are trying to guess, you know, like, oh, I bet you got this on there. It's like, it's not as gay as you guys think it is. It's just.
If his hair holds on and goes gray, it'll be funnier than if he goes bald.
Music you don't like. There's a difference between liking gay music and just being a country music fan. I'm a country music fan. I can't help it. I don't know what to tell you. What gay shit do you guys listen to?
I don't know what to tell you.
You know who looks super masculine? Oh, the Black Keys. Those fucking dorks look really cool. Shut up. Shut up.
Aaron thinks music is about who looks cool. That's what he thinks music is about.
Shut up. 09 Canyon says, are you sure Nixon wasn't a time traveler and was talking about Lenin? Oh, maybe. Well. Oh, me. Oh, yeah, because what? John Lennon was shot in what? 1980? So they would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who shot John? No, I think he was talking about Kennedy. Helgi says, life at the outpost. Life at the outpost is fucking gay. Right. Thank you. You guys want to go to Rumble now so we can use all the naughty words?
What are the words?
All right. We'll go to Veldrain's link. No, Anon, alas, Dixon Dallas is not my most played musical artist. See, this is, it's bordering on slander.
You
who wears short jorts?
I wear short jorts.
You guys are stinkers. You guys are stinkers. Why I oughta. Did you hit the like button? Did you? Did you order some from them stores? Did you get your Hacker Manium tickets? Did you subscribe to the channel? Did you hit the, did you know we're doing this little piggy over on Carl's in a bit? Cause that's where I'll see you. And then we got a members only show tonight. Join up, get a membership. I've got something for you tonight. We're going to go down a new road. And there's plenty of old roads.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking that low point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. It'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. It'll make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him like right before he berates him. And the way that he baits him will put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called in he treated me like trash.